Hey, everybody.
What up?
What's up, beautiful people?
What's going on?
I'm
going
to dance for you.
We're Seth and Colby.
I was dancing, dude. You just
I'm Pickle
yelled.
Rick.
No, God, don't bring up Pickle Rick.
Rick and Morty.
No, I don't like them.
They're us.
No, they're not.
Come on, Rick. What are you doing, Rick?
I don't understand these references.
Don't do this, Rick.
I don't understand.
Shut up, Morty.
That was my line.
We're going to watch it tonight.
All right.
We're going to watch it tonight. Sure. This man hates Rick and Morty.
I hate all joy.
Internet, please send him hate because I know like that's a sensitive
topic. Yep, my
topic.
Email address is cameron@duo.com. Send all the hate mail you want. Hey, everybody. Welcome.
Hey, what's
we're
going on, guys?
Today we're
going
to talk about movies, killer fish, some China.
Ooh, killer fish.
Some Star Wars. It's a pretty slow news week if you don't feel like being depressed.
Yeah. Either we're going to all get blown up or not.
Yeah, or we're Nazis.
Or that.
That's pretty much this week in a nutshell. You know, but if we're all Nazis, maybe it's okay if we get blown up.
Yep.
I think that's pretty much
sums
up
the Nazis.
Our political statement. I mean, it's a lot of people say that. Have you heard of World War II? It was kind of a big deal.
I think I have. What was it again?
It was this big war basically against Nazis.
Martians?
Well, there might have been Martians, but if there were Martians, they were also
Egyptians?
Nazis. It's more about the Nazis than who the people were. You know, because
whales?
Nazi whales! Big fat Nazis.
Nazi whales on the moon.
That's what it is. But welcome, guys.
It's basically a movie.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
We're speaking.
We're here.
Should I be worried that there's, like, no audio moving?
Probably,
up there?
Yeah.
Let me see this. I don't know why that's happening.
I don't either.
I'm just gonna
Well, there it is.
Make sure it works. Now it's moving. Maybe I just had to click it to make it work.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mine did that when I was drumming. It didn't work. I didn't know if it was going or not, but apparently there was audio. I don't know.
I don't know,
OBS
dude.
OBS freaks me out.
OBS is literally the worst thing on
it
the planet.
Freaks me out.
It's it's free.
It's free.
Most people use it from like the biggest streamers to the smallest streamers because it's free and it has this giant community that make plugins for it so you can do pretty much anything.
Right.
The problem is that 98% of the time it works flawlessly, but that 2% of the time something very weird will break and you don't know how to fix that very weird thing.
Yes.
But we are live. We're recording. We have no drop frames. I believe people can hear us.
I would assume so with that green bar going there like that. Yeah.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
And yeah, guys, so welcome. If you're not watching live on Twitch.tv, I'm going to promote it again, the start of the show. Watch us live every Sunday, 2 o'clock at Twitch.tv.
Yeah, it's fun. It's community. There's things that you could see.
You could chat. You can donate to us, and it'll play a giant foghorn.
Yeah.
And we will stop the show and read whatever you put in there.
Yep.
We're like your trained monkeys.
Yep.
And that and everyone will hear it on the audio version, on the video version. Giant foghorn
everywhere,
completely out of context, just in the middle of the show. We could be talking about some dead person, and a giant foghorn will go off. It'll be the most inappropriate thing ever.
It's up to you guys to time it right.
Yeah, it is. Or don't time it at all, and just donate
or
give us your money immediately. That would also be
whichever
fine.
Whichever you would prefer.
Yeah. In fact, I think honestly, this is serious. This is a straight shoot right here.
A straight
shoot. If they all donated at the beginning of the show before we got to the intro, they could seriously make it so we don't even do a show. and that would
horns.
Be probably the most trolly
just
it could
constant
be.
Constant foghorns?
Yeah. Yeah, and then we'd just be able to read. We'd never get to the intro. We wouldn't get to any of our topics. It would just be us reading a donation
train.
I mean,
that's the best kind of troll, though, right?
It's that's what I mean.
Money.
That's what it's a straight shoot. I mean, if it's good for us, it totally ruins the show, so we'd be happy but sad.
Yeah.
Because we'd be like, rich, but also didn't do the show.
Right.
Which is kind of the point of us doing the show, because we like to do it.
Bit.
It's not really to get rich. I mean, it's partly that. I mean, if we could do it and get rich, that'd
be
great. But we're going to do it even though we can't get rich
because
we
like
it.
You people.
So we want you to troll us. We also don't want you to troll us.
It's catch-22.
It's like a troll us, wink, don't troll us. Wink.
Wink, wink.
And for you that didn't watch us on the video, I winked with
triple
my left
D
eye
wink.
And then my right
winkity
eye.
Winkity, wink, wink.
Now Colby looks like he has epilepsy. But we are Seth and Colby. We're going to play the stupid intro.
Play
now.
Our intro now,
so
home.
So we're going to play
home
the intro
there.
And
play that.
And then we'll actually, I guess,
play
get started
the
with the show. Here we go. All right.
Who are Seth and Colby? So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
And we're back, guys.
What up?
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. I'm Seth. He's Colby. We talk about stuff and things.
We do.
Every week.
Interesting things and stuff.
Well, I didn't say interesting. I just said stuff and things.
I said interesting.
All right, his stuff's interesting.
I'm making the claim.
Mine's just normal.
Just all of the stuff.
It's interesting to me.
It's a good, interesting show, guys.
Yeah, so you should listen. This is episode number 14 for August 13th.
Yeah.
Yup, look at that.
Ooh.
Date master over here.
Ooh, you
the
know
date
what
master.
Date it is.
I do, dude. I'm the date master.
I don't. Did not. Now I
do. Now you do. Now you can be the date master, too, and so can all of our
date
audience.
Date master. There can only be one.
Okay, then it's me. We are streaming live to twitch.tv/Seth and Colby, and we do so every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time. So come join us. Drop in chat. Get us a follow. Your name appears on the video, and that video goes up on YouTube. Which you can get to at youtube.com/Seth and Colby, where you can also find hilarious clips of the show.
Yes!
And the full episode of the video. But if you don't like video, that's too complicated. You're an old man like me, and you just want to put things in your ears and sit back and listen. You can do that, too. iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Our podcast is right there for you. Subscribe. Just search Seth and Colby. We're going to come right up. And the best way to recap all of the things that I'm telling you is to go to SethandColby.com, where you'll find links to the Twitch, links to the YouTube, links to the iTunes, the Google Play, the Stitcher, and an RSS feed so you can use any old weird piece of software you want since you're some type of hipster.
Hipster.
And you don't like normal podcast apps. And there's also t-shirts there. Colby, let's do a check real quick. Have you designed new t-shirts?
There are none new ones.
Perfect.
At all. So buy the non-existent t-shirt.
No, there's a couple there.
That has our logo on it.
Yes.
You order that one.
There's nothing new, though.
There will never be any new ones.
I don't think you should say never.
We should put together a merch pack.
Okay.
Because people will totally buy it.
What's a merch pack? Like a shirt
or
a sticker?
Corresponding designs of different things.
Yeah,
like
that's...
Like a mug.
We have a mug up there.
A poster.
There's poster up there.
T-shirts.
That's up there.
Let's see. Hoodies.
Nope.
That's more apparel.
No hoodies.
iPhone cases. Would you buy an iPhone case? Probably not. If it looked cool, would you buy it? It doesn't really protect your phone too much.
I think t-shirts are probably the best bet, man.
Just get a t-shirt, guys. Yep. You can wear it. You'll look good.
And we'll keep checking every week with Colby to see if he's designed a new t-shirt for us.
Yeah.
We'll check every week.
Yep. It's my on my top of my list,
yep,
man.
I bet it is. Yeah, so yeah. This week on the show, like I said, we got some Star Wars stuff for Colby.
Star Wars stuff.
We got some stuff about China's astronauts. They're not really astronauts, though. We got
trying to save that space station.
Stuff about movies. We talked about last week.
Yeah, I want to know if they're trying to save it.
Well, I don't think there's any updates. I think it's still like
going
to fall at some point.
Well, China.
So we'll fade this out.
Okay. It's faded. It's gone.
It's gone, man.
Ba-da-boo.
It's done gone. All right, guys. So we're here.
We are here.
What do you want to talk about first, man?
Your broken link. That's what I want to talk about.
No, I want to talk about this.
Okay.
Let's open with Star Wars.
All right.
Okay? Because we spent a good chunk of yesterday moving. We're both very sore. Colby's very angry.
Yes.
He didn't sleep well.
I didn't.
I feel like Star Wars will make him feel better about his life.
That will make me feel so much better. Rage, give me it until I blow up.
Okay, so.
Ah, Luke.
Here are some new Last Jedi exclusive.
Yes.
I can tell Colby's very excited about these. I don't Almost too excited.
Sorry,
honestly.
It was calming me down.
So there's Luke Skywalker on the cover of Entertainment Weekly right
like
there.
Looks like a Sith Lord to me, Mr. Dark Hood. He's going Anakin Skywalker, man.
Is that what you think?
Oh, yeah. Time for the Jedi.
Who is the last Jedi? Question mark.
I wonder. Could it possibly be the face that you put on the cover?
Or it could be Rey.
Could it be the only other existent Force user that we've seen in the new film? I don't know.
Like this one right here?
Maybe that one.
Who is the last Jedi?
Or is there one with Kylo on it,
man? Now notice how she's holding Luke Skywalker's, or Anakin Skywalker's OG lightsaber right there on the cover.
Well, I'm sure Luke has a new one. And so she has
Why
no
you mad
one.
At me? I'm just pointing it out.
So, of course, she's keeping the one she brought with her.
He dropped that in Cloud City.
Probably for her. He's like, I know there's going to be something
down the line.
He does
not know that.
I'm going to let my hand
That's
get cut
off.
That's
one of the greatest mysteries about The Force Awakens is how does she get
a good
that
story
lightsaber.
For another time.
So there's that. Okay, here's the next one.
How does Maz get it? Because
that's what I mean.
We
yeah.
saw how Rey got it.
It survives the fall to Bespin mm-hmm. from Cloud City, and then somehow this little alien Doberman Retriever gets the thing and takes it back to her space bar and keeps it in a box for 30 years.
Where anyone apparently can just walk down.
There's no guards or anything. Like, anyone could just walk down there
into the basement.
I think it's like
guys.
The bathrooms down there. You take the big key with like the hubcap on it or whatever, and you go down there and there's
the
just lightsaber.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, so no one steals your bathroom key.
What kind of bars are you going to?
Well, I don't think Maz's space bar is the fanciest 5-star restaurant in the galaxy, man.
Probably true, man.
Yeah, she definitely has a hubcap on that key. So I don't care what you say. Here's one of just Rey looking.
That's like from the trailer.
Is that confused or?
That's concerned.
Concerned?
That's concerned.
Okay. What about this one of Kylo?
That's Kylo being like, "You about to get fucked up."
Is that scar right there? Is that from
Rey?
The Force Awakens, the end of the movie?
No.
I couldn't remember where if he got hurt on his face.
She sliced his face, but yeah, okay. If you're looking at me, it was like it's like Tyrion's scar, I thought.
Okay.
That's how it looked. It was
looks like that
cross.
Here, yeah.
Well, a little bit. It's down the side of his face, but there's nothing on his forehead. I thought it was like.
No, there's a little bit right here.
Good, clean.
There's a little bit on his forehead.
Face.
Right here.
That just looks like his damn five head, man.
Well, I mean, I can't argue with that. It also looks like he's wearing a beautiful quilt.
Yeah, it's just the Kylo suit without the shoulder.
Why do all these like dictators in Star Wars have such great fashion?
I don't know.
Like
who's
the Empire
all
has
these
the best tailors.
What's the planet that has the cotton? That's all I want to
that's
know.
That's a great question.
Let's go visit that planet.
That's one thing I would love to learn more about that
probably
they'll
just
never
robots,
tell us.
Just robots.
Is just how the economy in Star Wars works. Yeah. Like, is there a cotton planet?
Probably, right? Yeah. There has to be.
Yeah, and that's a bad planet.
And
you
then how many shipments
planet.
Of cotton does Coruscant get a day? 5 billion?
Does it ever bother you that in Star Wars, like, a planet has a one singular purpose, but it's a whole planet?
Yeah, kind of like Kamino.
Like, Earth is probably a smaller planet in Star Wars galaxy, and there's like 6 trillion things that Earth does, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like,
but Coruscant is literally
just politics.
Just the city.
Yeah, like that seems ridiculous to me.
No, at all. Like,
right.
Countryside.
They have to get like galactic trade. Like the Trade Federation, legitimately, would be the biggest corporation in the history of Star Wars.
Oh my god!
Because Coruscant has 60 trillion people. Because all it is Washington D.C. on a giant planet.
Yeah.
Okay, a planet-sized Washington D.C. and they have to get all their food. All their cotton, all their gasoline,
what I don't
all
get
the ships from
is
other places.
Because we've only seen like one building, and it's a gigantic Senate building,
right?
But you have an entire planet that's other city.
Right.
What the fuck is that other
Maybe
city?
Maybe it's
doing?
All like embassies. Maybe like
or like the
but
billions
still,
of planets
that could
not
all
that
fit.
Planets.
That could still all fit
we've
in a
seen
small
the
country.
Universe, that,
right?
That it is. It's not that many,
right?
Like not enough for an entire planet.
It bothers me that Star Wars has the whole
Star
one
Wars
planet serves
a
single purpose.
Fake reality.
Well, they don't really work so well on the realistic lore.
Yeah.
You know, like they have cool character backstories and stuff, but like how the galaxy actually runs and functions, like there's none of that.
It's just like it happened.
Yeah,
and it's
like we just assume Kylo has a great tailor. Who can make beautiful things out of the nicest
and we
materials.
We just assume that General Hux, you know, isn't a Nazi leader,
yeah.
even though he really seems
he
like
does.
It, but yet he's in charge
yeah.
of a lot of
Somehow
people.
They can afford to build all these Star Destroyers. We just assume
like,
they have funding.
You know.
Doesn't really make any sense.
I mean, literally the most lore you got, I feel, was in Rogue One with the whole Kyber crystal.
That's why it's one of my favorite movies.
It is really good. I rewatched it.
Because it's about the small people and not about Kylo and his beautiful quilted shirt.
I did like that better than I thought I would.
Yeah. All right, let's keep going.
I just want lightsaber fights, man.
Here's Poe sitting in an X-wing.
I would love if they, like, separated it. Like, give me a good Star Wars, like, heist movie. Like Rogue One, kind of lore backstory. You fill that shit in. You just pack it the fuck in.
See, I just don't care about lightsabers.
Secondary movie, you get Assassin Jedi, man, or some shit. And there you're fucking...
See, I like Rogue One because it wasn't about lightsabers. And then lightsabers are cool, but they're not that cool.
They are so...
So at the end of Rogue One, when Darth Vader came in and did that awesome thing, that was like the best lightsaber thing I've ever seen, and it was at the very end of the movie, and the rest of the movie was good. That was a perfect use of lightsabers. No. What wasn't good was in Rogue One, or I mean...
Episode 2.
Yeah, well, all of them. Let's just say all of them. Like the New Hope fight.
Episode 2 was the fucking worst. Like, no. I will give A New Hope, but Episode 2 was the
You didn't like Dooku,
worst.
Man?
One, Dooku could not keep up with Obi-Wan and Anakin. Age is still a fucking thing in the Star Wars universe.
No, man, the point is, look at Yoda.
Yeah, but
look
he
Yoda,
is a
man.
Green monster. Count Dooku is just a white guy.
He's got the Force channeling
through
his body,
dude. He's just a white
guy.
Either way, when Anakin just opened, he's like, Dooku, give me a hug. And then he's just like, I'm going to cut your arm off.
Yeah.
Shing.
That's because he's so good.
Choreography in those movies. Terrible. Especially number two.
Really?
Especially number two.
I don't know, man.
Mainly for that. It kills me every time to rewatch episode two because Anakin's just like, hi-ya! And then stops, opens his arms like he's giving him a hug. And then Count's just like, oh, there goes your arm. Just real easy. You gave me a target. Here you go. Oh,
I mean, he does get, like, force pushed to the ground, and he's just like, like when he's laying
before
there.
Before that, he wasn't even stunned. He was keeping up with Dooku the entire fight, minus out one lightsaber that he got. And then just all of a sudden, he's like, I give up. Sticks his arms out. Why does this? Just Jesus position, man. And it's just like, cut me. Take me. I'm done now. And then he slices his arm off.
I'm telling you.
It was the worst thing.
I didn't really notice how bad it is, but obviously, subconsciously, I know it's bad because I don't care at all about lightsaber fights anymore.
See?
So you got to be right.
I mean, that's what the prequels did is they just very, very over-choreographed. Like, there's a moment in episode 3 where, like, Anakin's like, does, like, a block behind his fucking
head.
Yes,
I know what you're talking about.
And then it's like...
Well, I don't remember
half my body's exposed.
I remember I noticed the over choreography. I don't remember what movie it is, but there's one of them where they're having a duel, two people having a duel, and like in the middle of it, they both stop, they hit each other, and then they go and they put their lightsabers back behind.
That's
their
the first one. That's Obi-Wan and Darth Maul.
Yeah, and I'm just like, dude, that would people don't dance.
Yeah.
Like they're trying to murder each other.
They,
you don't
they
dance.
They were doing a dance.
Yeah, that's what they were doing. I mean, it's supposed to look cool, but it's not realistic.
It's more like fencing, right?
Yeah, I think that's what it's supposed to describe.
Because,
like, well, especially
fencing,
Dooku.
If you get poked, you're like if
you're
it's not
dead.
Fencing.
Yeah.
They're sharp ass swords.
Yeah.
You're dead.
Yeah.
Like just one hit, you're good. So you got to be careful and composed. I mean, I'd feel like the same way if I'm holding a giant stick of fire.
Yeah.
Okay. So I
well,
get
it should be weightless, right? I mean, it's a weightless sword.
I would think, but
that
it's
would just
be
the
hard.
Handle, like it's fencing.
That
it's
would
just
be hard to.
Well, I think that's what they were trying to do with Dooku. Weren't they trying to make Count Dooku be a fencer, and that's why they gave him like the curved sword because his style was more fencing.
I think they gave him the curved sword because he was like,
"We gotta do something different."
Yes, and then
we didn't work out the minutia
of
the plan.
Was like, and then Palpatine. I respect the actor for trying it, you know, for trying the lightsaber fight.
Power.
I respect him for trying to do the lightsaber fight with Mr. Jackson.
Don't let him kill me!
But they should have gotten a better stunt double and not just CGI'd the shit out of it. George made some kind of fucked up minutia plans ideas, man.
The attempt on my life has left me scarred and deformed.
And deformed.
But... my resolve has never been stronger.
We should just do it.
The Palpatine quote section.
We should do what we should do is we should do a special Seth and Colby where we just roast the Star Wars prequels.
It'd be great.
Do like Mystery Science Theater, but it's just Star Wars, and we just roast them.
Oh God. Well, that's basically our entire show.
It is today.
Well, I like how they released an image from the trailer. Obviously, this is from the trailer because you have motion blur.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a photograph. They just stilled from the fucking trailer.
That's cool looking. Look at his hair. He's beautiful.
Whoop-dee-doo.
What about this one? This isn't in the trailer, is it?
I don't think so, but now I know who's flying those goddamn red dusty things.
Yep, because there's the red dust right behind him, yep. Yeah, what about this one? See, there's Rey showing up, talking to Luke for the first
time.
Are you not hyped? Because you sound angry.
I'm pissed that they're leaking stuff. Don't give me this. I don't want to see it. Just give me the fucking movie already.
What about this one?
The new character lady. Yep. What's her name?
Oh, I have no idea.
Tweely or something? Tweelek?
No idea. No, she's not Tweelek. Tweelek or blue or green. Don't want to be a Tweelek racist.
You're racist, man.
A Tweelek racist.
Goddamn alienist.
And then John Boyega's looking good. I like John Boyega. Yeah. Dude. Oh, what the? Oh, that is adorable, dude. What is that?
That's a Disney creation. That's what that is.
That is meant to sell plushes.
Yep.
That's all that character
that's
is.
New,
that is a
that's
merchandise
the new Chewbacca,
right there.
Man. Wow. What is that?
I mean, that's pretty adorable.
It's a fucking dog alien.
Dude, it's cute.
Dog hamster alien. Oh, my Lanta. Are those hippopotamuses mixed with large tortoises?
I think they're nuns.
They look like nuns.
I think they're nuns.
They're not on.
Are they on the Jedi Temple?
It looks
they're
like
on
it.
The Jedi Temple land, dude.
Well, the who the what the hell?
Is Luke on the Jedi Temple land banging turtle nuns? Is that what's been happening for the last 30 years, dude?
It's like Kong, man. John C. Reilly's just on an island of indigenous non-speakers. I'm sure he's got to get his fuck on. They're not as ugly as that, though.
Dude, that's so weird. That is. What is going on with this movie? All right, next photo. Now, see, this looks pretty dope right here. Look at that.
Okay.
They can't see. There's no way they can see out of those helmets.
That's like force people in the landing.
Yeah, they got like Hydra Spanner swords
or
something.
Those are definitely the upgraded like Imperial Guard, right?
Yeah, I would think so. It looks like they're on a ship, like an Imperial ship.
If it's Snoke's shit, man.
Dude, it could be.
It might be, right?
I mean, they gotta show who Snoke is at the end of this movie because the third movie's got to be about bringing him down, right? Yeah.
1,000%.
So I would assume that's what that is here.
Yeah, we didn't see it. We saw Palpatine's face as a hologram in A New Hope. And then we got him as he was definitely an Empire, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because that was his first, like, hologram appearance. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In Empire. Yep. I think he gets a mention in A New Hope.
No, he gets a hologram in A New Hope. And
no.
Yeah.
I don't think he has a hologram.
I'm pretty sure.
If it is, it's only in a special
I'm
edition.
Pretty sure.
All right. I'll take your word out. You're the Star Wars expert. There's some TIE fighters. That must be Kylo Ren's TIE fighter right there.
Mm-hmm.
Model it after a TIE interceptor, obviously, but made it a little longer for some reason.
Yeah, it's literally Darth Vader's, except with the pointy TIE.
Yeah, it's like Darth Vader's with a TIE interceptor. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. And then there's a big prison or something. I don't know. What are those?
Is that a TIE fighter?
No, I think they're just weird. Here, let me see if I can blow this picture up. Because these are the actual size of these photos.
Yeah.
I think they're just...
Yeah, those
I
look
think
like
they're
weird
just like
TIE fighters, man.
No, because I don't think they fly. They look like guns, stationary guns or
maybe,
something.
Maybe, but that...
Yeah, because here's the people. There's no way they're getting in there.
Yeah, maybe.
That's right. Phasma right there, though.
Oh, shit!
That's Phasma right there.
Oh, shit!
Look at that, man.
Queen, bitch!
It's Phasma right
God,
there.
God, what a pointless character.
Oh, but here's a behind-the-scenes photo, dude. Look at that.
Gareth Edwards or whatever.
Yeah, whatever his name is.
Hmm.
Look at that.
That's probably, like, literally the shot of her with the holograms in the trailer.
Now, people, I don't know the details because I'm not smart enough, but, like, people are really worried that episode 9, the one after this, is going to be bad.
Really?
Because apparently this guy, Gareth Edwards or whatever his name is, the guy who's doing number 8, is apparently some savant director, and he's incredibly good, and people are super psyched about...
No. Well, I've gotten that arrogant sense about him,
yes.
But his movies haven't been. He did Godzilla, for fuck's sake,
did
right?
He really? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
What's this one called? The Last Jedi. I literally forgot. That's Disney marketing.
No, I could be wrong. He did some shit movie.
Let's see. The Last Jedi, Wikipedia. Up on screen for all you YouTubers. Let's
directed
see
by directed
Ryan Johnson.
Oh shit!
So yeah, that's right. Looper, The Brothers Bloom, Like, the Brothers Bloom is supposed to be amazing. Looper was really good.
Yeah.
So, that's what he is. He's famous for writing, like, the penultimate episode of Breaking Bad.
And also the worst one, right? Didn't you mention that?
Well, Fly is the most split Breaking Bad episode because it's the only episode in the entire series that doesn't really further the plot. So people don't like it for that reason. But a lot of people like it exactly for that reason because it's in totally 100% a character study about how the two main characters interact with each other on a mundane day. I'm of the camp where I think that's kind of cool. I like character studies. But a lot of people don't like it because it's the only one where something doesn't happen to progress the plot. It's literally just about
that. People that like Transformers.
Exactly.
In BoJack Horseman.
That's weird. But yeah, dude, but Ozymandias, which is the one where Frank dies, spoiler alert. This is one of the highest rated episodes of television. Like it said I think on IMDb it has a 9.9 review.
Shoot.
Like almost universally said it's perfect.
That's ridiculous.
So this guy right here is supposed to be an amazing director.
Okay. And I don't know who I got him confused with.
Well, the point I was saying about him being amazing is apparently he wrote the script for the ninth one.
Mm-hmm.
But because Disney is making them so fast, he doesn't have time to finish post on this movie before episode 9 begins filming. So he physically can't direct the next one, even though he said he'd want to.
Oh.
And so people are mad that they put the guy who did Jurassic World on number 9, which was not great.
Yeah.
And apparently he's doing significant rewrites on the script, a bunch of things are happening with the script. And he's not even that great of a director.
Disney,
so people are really worried that
Does
the
Disney
final
have Jurassic
one.
Jurassic World?
No.
Okay.
That's a Universal one.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But people are worried that the very last one, which is supposed to be the best one, is going to end up being the worst one.
Yeah.
But
that's Star Wars tradition, isn't it? Return of the Jedi, not the best out of the first three.
Empire Strikes Back is the best out
of the
first
Sith,
three. Revenge of the Sith is the best of the prequels.
I mean,
it's gotta be. You take nostalgia
out of it. Of every single one that I would want to rewatch, yes, it would be Revenge of the Sith.
Right.
Because I think that's where the most shit goes down.
I don't know, dude. Depends on how you look at it. Because the movies themselves, I'm sorry, Star Wars fans. I'm sorry. All right, I'm going to go back to the main picture before I say this. I'm really bad. I'm sorry. All right, I'm going to look right at you. The prequels suck. And if you like the prequels, you're either dumb or you're lying to yourself. All right, because they're bad.
You can like the prequels because they're Star
Wars. No,
hold
on. Let me finish.
Just because they're Star Wars.
They're bad. As movies go, they're bad.
Yes.
As the Transformers sit back, enjoy a spectacle.
And because they're, a brand, you
right.
like a brand.
Exactly.
Like
then they're fine.
People might only be going to those Transformers.
They're totally fine.
They grew up
but
with the cartoons
in my
and
opinion,
toys.
Like Empire and I think Rogue One, in my opinion, I could get fried for that. But definitely Empire. Mm-hmm. That's a good movie in its own right.
Speaking of which, Gareth Edwards, director of Rogue One, did Godzilla. That's who I was thinking of.
Okay, so that's what it is. All right. But Godzilla was okay.
It was terrible.
Was it bad?
It was really
bad. I remember it being okay.
Bryan Cranston was in it for the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's how you know a movie's not great when the big person that's in the movie dies immediately.
Your main character, Godzilla, is in the movie for 10 fucking minutes, and then you focus on Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch trying to get back to each other to fuck because they're wife and husband rather than brother and sister. And
that's true.
Yeah, it's not.
It was all right though.
It's more of a character
study. Okay, let me ask you this:
someone having to.
Is it better than Kong? Because they're in the same universe.
I would say I would respect the style of Godzilla more than Kong because Kong definitely was funnier and tried to be more light of what
right.
it was happening. I feel like there was not a whole bunch of sad moments
right.
in Kong.
Well, Godzilla was very serious.
But Godzilla
it took itself
was serious,
very seriously.
And it was it was definitely a more intense.
I don't know. I think Godzilla is just fine.
Yeah.
It was fine. It's not great. It's not going to blow anyone's nips off, but it's fine. But I don't know, dude. Like, the prequels, to me, you turn your brain off. Personally, I think if you go into a Transformers movie, I think Attack of the Clones is the best one because it's just got crazy fights for no reason in it. Because Revenge of the Sith, I really don't like the ending. Revenge of the Sith. Like, it's hard for me to think of the beginning of that movie
Revenge of
without
the
thinking of the terrible ending.
Killing Count Dooku.
Right, so which is fine. Fight. I like that. There's a huge space battle at the beginning.
Space battle, lightsaber battle, and then you got more clone trooper battles with Grievous.
Right, like the middle act where he's like fighting Grievous and Obi-Wan like escapes and gets killed.
A bunch of shit.
Jango, like all that stuff is really cool. I just, as soon as they go to Mustafar and everything bad starts happening, I just check out because it's so cheap. It just. It's like you knew this had to happen, so they just flipped a switch, and all of a sudden it's happening.
Still, I get fucking goosebumps, even though how terrible it the fuck is. Only Sith deal in absolutes. That whole like,
right,
little speech
exactly.
when they go from
that's what I mean.
Friends
well,
to
and, like,
I'm going to kill you, like that's pretty intense.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't, but I still get goosebumps through it.
It doesn't make
sense.
Like in the very beginning of the movie, he hesitates killing Count Dooku because it's not the Jedi way. Then he killed Count Dooku. Yeah. Then at the end of the movie, literally the dude who's been masterminding the overthrow of the Jedi Order for 15 years is caught red-handed. Mace Windu has him at lightsaber point, and Anakin Skywalker says, "You can't kill him. It's not the Jedi way."
Yeah.
Even though
after
he just murdered
just
someone.
Blue lightning shoot from his finger.
And
who's the only person that you've seen do that? Count Dooku.
Right. Well, and
so
then also,
like, yeah, I'm going to join that guy.
In order to stop the murder, he murders Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah.
A guy who he claimed to, I mean, he's known him for 10 years. Respected him, I assume.
Yep.
And then he tries to kill Obi-Wan. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, he's either
Anakin,
psychotic and had a mental break.
Right.
That's the only thing that would happen. But then he's normal and he's just evil in the other ones. Like, it would have made more sense if 2 and 3 he started a slow, evil progression.
Yes, but then they came out with the Clone Wars series, too, which I believe is still canon.
Right, but that doesn't help Anakin. Does that have anything to do with Anakin?
Oh, yeah. The whole thing's about Anakin.
Well, see,
Anakin
then that's,
and Obi-Wan.
Then,
and then
George Lucas just sucks then.
Yes,
that's
he
the
is
problem.
Such a better character. Like, you can actually connect to him being a good person in the Clone Wars series, but then you can see the struggle of...
Right.
Like, he's gotten hints in that TV show that he was going to be
well, and I
bad.
Wish they would have done that in the movie.
Exactly!
Because beginning of the movie, the last movie, he's still a good kid, he loves apple pie, whatnot, and then at the end of the movie, he's a crazy person who murders
so
his own wife.
There are so many episodes.
It doesn't make sense
of Clone
to me.
Wars that you could skip because they're literal just fought.
Well, and that's why I'm, fire, so that's why I'm excited about the sequels, because J.J. Abrams and crew wrote all three of them to begin with.
Yeah.
And so they should have an arc, you know, and I guess George Lucas probably did that too, so I don't know. Maybe it doesn't matter.
No, what he did was put up a storyboards, just the storyboards of the episode, and then went in with an orange and a purple highlighter. And was like, orange is real elements.
Okay.
Purple is green screen shit.
Okay.
And just was like, this is real.
And he never opened the orange highlighter.
It was very purple. It was purple everywhere, man.
I'm going to need 15 purple highlighters and one colored orange pencil.
Is that the last image?
That's the last image, man. That's it.
God, man. Stop teasing. Just come out with it.
I mean, it's getting close, dude. Isn't it like it's like 3 months away or something?
Yeah, it's
December, October, November, 4 months.
Near. It's
four
getting
months.
Near, man.
It's like December 18th, right?
Or the rest of this year.
So it's almost four months to the day.
Sorry, flew by.
It has, dude. We've done 14 episodes of this stupid show.
Coopoos.
Okay, so now we're still talking about Disney. Let's just move on to this next story.
All right.
So Disney just recently signed a big thing with Netflix.
Oh, I did see this.
To put their movies up there. So, like, Doctor Strange's been up there. Civil War's been up there. Like, Jungle Book's been up there. Yeah. Moana's up there now.
Rogue One's up there.
Right, like, a bunch of Disney movies are up on Netflix. Well, not anymore. Apparently, Disney announced that it's going to remove its movies from Netflix. Disney plans to launch a branded direct-to-consumer streaming service in 2019, starting in the U.S. and expanding globally. Bob Iger, CEO of NBC, said that they had a good relationship with Netflix but decided to exercise an option to remove its content off the platform. Movies to remove include Disney's as well as Pixar titles. Netflix said Disney movies will be available through the end of 2018. Marvel TV shows will remain unchanged. The new platform will be the home of all Disney movies going forward, starting with 2019 theatrical slate, which includes Toy Story 4, Frozen 2, and the upcoming live-action Lion King. It will also be making a significant investment in the exclusive movies and television series for the new platform.
So they're going to be funding it like Netflix is.
Right. So it's going to be Netflix, but it's going to be Disney only, which is huge. That's all Marvel. That's all Pixar. That's all Star Wars. That's all Disney.
Everything.
That's going to be massive.
Yeah.
And it's actually kind of cool because, I mean, I'm a huge Disney fan, but, like, I don't – when is someone – going to start online TV where you bundle up these streaming services, where you pay $40 a month and you get Netflix, you get Disney, you get the CBS one, you get Hulu. And everything's just there. And one app.
It like, needs to happen.
It's got
to
happen at some point because
like, just
a lot
too
of people.
Many.
Well, a lot of people online are like, you know what? You think it's funny? I'm going to pay for your service to watch Star Wars. I'm not. LOL. I'm going to pirate it. But that's the vast majority of people. That's not true. They're going to get Disney. Right. I mean, if you had a kid, you know this would be a no brainer.
Yeah.
And but Netflix also has great kids programming. Has a great adult programming. And I mean, really, who loses here are like the TV channels. Like the Hulus are really. Kind of going to struggle, but like people like HBO, like they're so they feel so behind the times because they focus on a TV audience and not an online audience. And I just don't. We need a Steve Jobs of digital streaming to come and figure out how to do this right, or maybe not even figure it out. But because Steve Jobs really, what he did was he got everyone in a room and he said, "Listen, dudes, we're all going to do this," and that's how.
That's how
like
iTunes,
the iTunes store started.
iTunes was the biggest.
Like that's he did that not because he figured out how, but because he convinced everyone to do it. And that was the big deal. And someone needs to do this for streaming. Because
they just don't like each other, right? Like they
all just assume they can make more money separately than together, which is just not true.
But yeah, if you just with a standard cable package like with HBO and Showtime.
Right.
You get everything. So the Disney shit.
Well, yeah, but the way that
you
works,
don't even get. Yeah, I
the
mean,
way
it's
that
still
works
like
is like, okay, I pay $300 a month for Cox TV or Time Warner or Comcast or whatever it is. All right, and you get every channel. You get your ESPNs, you get your HBOs, your Showtimes, all your normal network channels, all your basic cable, all your premium channels. There's like a million channels. You get them all. Okay, $400. Well, the way that, the reason it's so expensive is because right now Cox or whoever pays ESPN. You know, $20 million a month or whatever to have ESPN on their thing. Because the idea is we have ESPN, you'll want to work with us. It's not the other way around where you pay, like Cox, I think in the internet world, like you would pay ESPN or ESPN would pay to be on your channel, almost like advertising. Mm-hmm. Like it's almost backwards on internet, but that's not how it works on cable. And I think the disconnect is there where ESPN is used for people paying them to watch their stuff.
Right.
When really it should be about, look at all the great things we have. Mm-hmm. You'll want to pay for it, not, oh, we're ESPN, we got a name. Yeah. Because everything's getting segmented. Like I guarantee you 90% of people younger than us, probably 20 and younger, that watch all their TV on Netflix, they don't know the difference between NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, HBO, it's all on Netflix.
Right.
It's all on Hulu. You
Most
know,
of
it,
the time.
It doesn't
Most
matter.
Most of the time, they wouldn't need to look, right? There's no reason to know.
Right, right. And so I don't understand why everyone is so like this feels it feels progressive but backwards at the same time because we need like
well, when you combine all these damn things, you got Hulu. If you don't have TV and you're doing all these subscription shits, you got $15 HBO, $15 Showtime, $15 Netflix, $15 Hulu.
Right.
Fucking that's $60 right there
exactly.
for four platforms.
Well, and that's exactly what I'm saying.
Disney,
like
$15.
Right now, Netflix, I pay $12 for Netflix because you got to have – I have the 4K option because I have a 4K TV. But let's just say it's $10. Hulu is $12 without commercials, so I'm at like $25. HBO's $15, so now I'm at $40. Amazon Prime is $10.99 a month. I mean, that comes with the movies. There's other benefits, but it's you know you get Amazon Prime, so now I'm at $50. Mm-hmm. Hulu, did I say Hulu? But now if you get like I'm sure I'm gonna want ESPN when it comes out because I would love to watch sports.
That
finally,
kind of cool, like
you
a
know?
Packaged internet bundle,
right? And I just don't understand.
That doesn't exist
like
yet,
they have like some people like Sling have done this. PlayStation View does this where they take TV channels and they make it a bundle that you can watch online,
right.
So you can watch your locals, your ESPNs, and all that. But this is different. This is on-demand movies and TV streaming.
There's not
and there's not something for that bundles Netflix, Hulu with one login that gets
and
you
that's
to everything.
The shit to do because that's what everyone's doing now.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, there needs to be a Steve Jobs who iTunes stores.
Yeah, no. If Cox offered, here's your standard TV package for $100 a month, or you can get the streaming package, for $70 or less, whatever.
Right.
I don't know, same amount. It doesn't matter.
Right.
There's just a package of straight usernames and passwords to get into your online streaming accounts for HBO, Showtime, all the big ones.
Right,
that would be legit.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Why has no one done that?
Yeah, and so I don't know
copyright.
Why.
Copyright. That's copywritten.
No, man, because I feel like Cox could do that. Like,
we're
they could
that.
Be like, Netflix, we're going to pay you.
I don't think we can copyright that.
We could pay you $3 billion a year to have exclusive rights to Netflix in this area.
Yeah.
You know, and people, if you want Netflix, you got to go through Cox. You know, I don't understand why someone isn't doing that.
I wouldn't. I think it's because it's the direct-to-consumer thing that people like. Like, if I wanted Netflix right now,
okay, well,
I
what if it's not? What if it's not exclusive? What if, you know, they bundle?
Right. If
they
it's
bundle
like
eight of these
no
people,
contract like Netflix is, you just pay. You keep paying until you want to stop paying.
Okay.
If it's just here's $70 a month, Cox. You give me your login that gets me to Netflix, Hulu, all those ones. And that's it.
Well, I mean, you can go
cable deal
like you go to cox.com/streaming and use one login, and then you can have Netflix, Hulu, HBO Go, Amazon.
That would I would say yes.
ESPN.
I would love that. I don't want it to be only that.
Agreed. So let's take out the exclusivity, but like because you could still get them a la carte.
Right.
But the idea is a la carte it costs $150 to have
yes.
them all, but through Cox it's $80,
mm-hmm.
and then Cox pays extra money.
You bundle
and then they
it.
Say
that's how they sell TV
the,
now.
The benefit is you now have one username and password,
right?
And you have one app,
one place to go that
right.
you could just switch between. That would be so much more legit.
I mean, why don't they do that? Is it like too much data
too
for
much
internet
terms
they don't want to do that
man
they
each
just
different streaming
well that's what
service,
and see that's what I think Steam Jobs has
setups,
to come in
yeah.
and say listen
mm-hmm.
you're gonna get rid of your ads
right
you're gonna get rid of your DRM
Ooh,
this
yeah.
is what's gonna happen
mm-hmm.
everyone's gonna agree to the same terms and we're all gonna be rich AF
yep
and I think that's what Steve Jobs did with the music industry
Dude,
we don't have anyone doing that with TV
So many people would switch over to that, I feel like.
Well, I think Steve Jobs was trying to do that
yeah.
before, but he died. I mean,
Apple
I think
TV.
That's what the Apple TV was going to be, because he's like, it's a hobby, it doesn't
well, yeah,
mean
I mean,
anything.
They're kind of going that way, because now
well,
you can
trying.
Log into your TV subscription
right.
to your phone and
right.
just log
and it
in
makes
and
your.
An
but
app.
Still, that's cable only. That doesn't help with
right.
Netflix, Disney, Hulu,
right.
any of those. That's
yep.
just if you have the ABC app or the Fox app
yep.
or the NBC app or the CBS app or the HBO app or the FX app or there's trillions of them.
Yeah.
Because every channel has their own streaming
I'm
app.
I'm very surprised that all of TV has not migrated over to an internet-based TV.
I just don't get it, dude.
Like, I really don't.
Well, there
like,
is
why,
internet-based
why?
TV.
Right.
Like, PlayStation
but
View is
it's
exactly
not all.
That.
It's not it's, as it, as encompassed as
Well, like
you
YouTube TV.
TV
you, what's the YouTube Red TV or whatever
yeah,
that they have? They just started
the
one.
Biggest, pretty,
I mean, PlayStation
soon,
View is
But
huge.
I mean, they're all the same ones, you know? They're the companies
yeah.
that you pay for a cable package
Oh, yeah. It's
for.
The same companies that understand that there's
ESPN
money to be made there. Like, honestly, HBO, in my opinion, is the biggest offender.
Yeah.
Like, they don't get the internet.
No.
Like, 90 million people or something watched HBO, but like 75 million of the, or the latest Game of Thrones, but like 75 million of them were pirated downloads.
Oh, yeah.
It's because they don't put, it's they're not easily accessible.
They're not.
It's too expensive. There's not enough content. Like, it's crazy to
right.
me. Like,
yeah.
Netflix
you
has.
Yeah, you can't charge more than Netflix
right.
and not have a bigger catalog.
Agreed.
Like, yes. Your content may be of better quality.
No, but it's not.
It's
you
not
can't even
now.
Make that claim
it's
anymore.
It's not now.
That's the problem.
It used to be.
Right.
Like
it's like,
Game
oh, you pay for Netflix. Okay, great.
Out.
You
yeah.
can watch movies that, you know, came out 3 months ago on
mm-hmm.
Netflix. Woohoo, you know,
right.
$9. That makes sense. But now Netflix has just as many Emmy nominations as HBO, and they have 40 more shows
yeah.
than HBO does
oh,
every
yeah.
quarter.
Every
like,
time.
They add, like, 10 originals every month.
Mm-hmm.
HBO does 10 originals a year,
yeah.
and they release them episodically, once
yeah.
a week.
Not all at once to
right.
binge it. Yeah.
Like, it's crazy the amount of content Netflix has. Like, I'm my own boss. I work from home. I watch a lot of TV when I'm working on
mm-hmm.
my monitors over here, because I can, and they have 13 episodes a season. I'm literally have several TV shows in my queue that are only Netflix originals that I haven't watched yet because there's so many.
Right.
Like, I can watch 5 episodes a day,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still behind because they release so many television shows and movies and all of this. And I mean, they got Brad Pitt in
yeah,
movies
you could
and
run
stuff.
Through, yeah, you could run through HBO content real quick.
Oh, easily.
I went through Vice
yeah.
Principals in a day.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then it's over, and then you got to wait a year. And if you and now when Vice Principals
There's
come
10
back,
so it's 30 minutes each. Like that's
right.
not even content.
And when it comes back, you're going to have to wait, you know,
another
every week to watch
half.
Another
oh, yeah.
30-minute episode once
yeah,
a week.
Totally worth it now.
Yeah,
nowadays,
it's,
right?
It doesn't, and then you pay more for it,
yeah.
and it's not even in 4K. Like
yeah.
the Netflix originals are in 4K. It's better quality. Like we watch Game of Thrones every week here on my 4K TV, and the black like the blacks
yeah,
when it's
blacks
compression and
terrible.
It's just. It's
they're
it's
streaming
garbage.
In that good either.
No,
it goes off, like
right,
it's,
and their
they
interface
still
isn't
use
that great.
Flash on their
yeah.
damn website.
They do that.
What the fuck,
dude? It doesn't
Don't
make
you
sense.
You have millions of dollars.
Yes,
stop throwing it at the dragons. Update.
They're not
your
even
shit.
Doing that. That's what drives me crazy. I'm watching this show called The Crown very slowly. And it's like the most expensive television show ever made, and mm-hmm. it's just because they recreate like Buckingham Palace in every episode, and they have to have all these ornate like royal costumes and all that. Mm-hmm. It's the most expensive television show ever made, and Netflix makes 30 of these types of TV shows every year, and they charge less than HBO, and HBO goes, oh, we can only have 8 episodes of Game of Thrones this year, which 90 million people watch because we spend more money on the dragons and the loot train episode. Yep. Like, get out of here, dude.
I don't know, because, yeah.
Your money.
The reason why, like, I've heard John Oliver talk about HBO and shit, and, like, he's got a big budget, and then they don't really tell him what the fuck to do.
But neither does Netflix.
Yeah.
No, there's never. I mean, what's her name?
Netflix doesn't have one of those.
What's the lady who was on E that's on Netflix now that does a talk show?
Chelsea.
That's it. Chelsea Handler.
Yeah.
Like she has the exact same thing. I think she does 4 episodes a week on Netflix, and she does. I think she takes like a month break every 3 months or something. But she still. It's basically a new. There's 3 or 4 episodes every week that are brand new, totally uncensored. Like she gets naked in these episodes, and like no one tells her what to do because Netflix goes, if it's not for you, there's 800 things that are.
Yeah.
And that's their attitude. And HBO goes, well, sure, if you don't like, you know, liberal politics, then John Oliver isn't for you. We're going to let him be liberal. But, like, they don't have anything else for anyone else. That's it.
Yeah.
And I don't get that. Like, yeah, they have enough money to expand it. They focus on TV. And the only thing I can think of is that it's got to have to do with agreements they've made with TV providers. Like they can't have online only
contracts or shit.
Right. And everything they make has to air on TV as well as HBO Now because, you know, that's got to be the only thing. Cuz like otherwise why not make online exclusive content?
Right.
And make more money cuz you got to make more money through HBO Now than you do through the cable companies. They've got to.
Just straight 15 to direct to you.
They got to, right?
I mean,
no sense to me. I just don't understand.
Because, I mean, if you were saying like how you're saying it, then like, I mean, I feel like it's more of a lump sum if they go through a cable company. Like they know what they're getting.
Yeah.
But with a streaming package, when you're getting $15 a month, I mean, that's going direct to people. So you just need a lot of people to equal out that $15.
Right. Well, I think the $15 a month that you pay Cox... I mean that's how they justify it.
Goddamn
kid. Is that they it's the same price for HBO Now as it is paying your cable company.
Yeah.
So I mean then we have HBO Now because we don't have cable, but we want to watch Game of Thrones, and I don't really like stealing it, even though I could. But like it seems outrageous to me that they don't release them all at the same time. They don't all have bigger budgets.
Well, because
like when The Witcher comes out, that's good. Honestly, to me, I mean, I'm obsessed with The Witcher, so maybe I use it as an example out of place. But seriously, when The Witcher comes out, like you played a little bit of the games, like they have different monsters.
I can't wait to see.
They have like he has magic powers. Like,
I can't wait to see how they do it.
And they're going to release
the
all
game
13
looks
episodes.
Beautiful as it is.
Right, and they're really going to recreate a fictional world with fictional monsters with elaborate costumes and magic powers, and there's mages and there's tons of stuff.
Yeah,
I mean it's. More,
it's basically every fantasy kind of old medieval movie combined.
Right.
It's
yes.
Like you got dragons.
Yeah.
You got weird shit, Hercules kind of creatures.
Yeah.
And you got magic. Oh, God.
There's some crazy stuff
Dude,
of The Witcher. And Netflix is going to throw as much money at it as they need to get
better,
it made. And then they're going
to
release 13 episodes of it
right
away. And then they're going to release it with 4 other shows that they did the exact same thing to.
Right.
And we get 8 episodes of Game of Thrones. And we don't get another one till the end of 2018.
Yeah, but I think,
And it's not like Netflix
difference.
Doesn't have people they pay.
Here's the difference that I feel like. Okay, Orange is the New Black, probably one of the biggest, most internet hits of Netflix.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was obsessed with the new season when it came out. And then it came out, and then I heard nothing about it after it came out. Because everyone watched it, everyone got out their thoughts and feelings and discussions in about a week's time.
The thing
but
is, I don't think
Game of Thrones, it's lasting a whole 2 months.
But I agree with you, but from a fiscal standpoint, does that matter? Because you're paying HBO
the
same amount of money.
That you're getting talked about, I feel
See,
like
I disagree.
Better.
This is why I disagree. Okay, because Game of Thrones, I mean, I'm sure that like Netflix and stuff is pirated and people can download it. The difference is that Netflix has so many shows and it's only $10. No one thinks twice about just getting Netflix and watching Orange is the New Black.
Right.
HBO has to have word of mouth because that's the only way people will pay for HBO. Yeah. And even then, most people don't pay for HBO. Mm-hmm. Netflix doesn't care. They're going to get your $10 a month for 1 month for Orange is the New Black. That's fine, because you're going to stay the next month for the next thing that people talk about for, for 2 weeks. Yeah, and then that's okay, because then the people will also talk about Netflix. The next thing that's out for 2 weeks. It's rolling for Netflix.
It's two different mentalities.
Because what do we talk about HBO in a month when Game of Thrones is gone for a week or so already? What do we talk about?
Confederate, man! Bring on them Confederates!
Yeah, but that doesn't happen until after Game of Thrones!
There's Game of Thrones spinoffs, too, coming. I saw.
I've heard the rumors, yeah.
Yeah, J.R.R. Martin said that they're prequels, not spinoffs.
So why don't they just change it to the Game of Thrones network? And again, that makes me mad also, because they're not giving it the budget they should give it. If 90 million people are watching it, no one cares if Ballers goes away. No one cares if Insecure goes away. I'm sure there's lots of people who like those shows. In fact, I like Ballers. My point is, they don't matter. They're insignificant.
Not when you got a show like Game of Thrones.
Right. Like HBO got The Sopranos, then they had True Blood, then they had Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Like, are there Sex and the City? Are there other shows on there that people just, I mean, there's The Wire that people really love on HBO.
Yeah.
6 Feet Under, you know, maybe. Deadwood.
Boardwalk's done.
Boardwalk Empire. I don't feel like that ever really took off as much as they wanted.
No.
Like, but we can name 18 Netflix shows that people are obsessed with.
Yeah.
And Netflix and HBO, Sopranos aired in 99.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been almost, it's been almost 20 years.
Netflix has been around for fucking,
they've been doing,
years?
Well, we just had the fifth season of House of Cards just came out a couple months ago, and that was its first original, so about 5 years.
That's crazy.
And they have this whole list. By the way, their first original, House of Cards, is Kevin Spacey. And it's still good.
Great.
Yeah.
And it's still going.
Yeah. And they get all the budget they want too, man. They literally have two originals right now that recreate Washington, D.C. and England, royalty and presidency. And Game of Thrones gives us 5 minutes of dragon, and we're supposed to be like,
show...
thank you, guys.
No, they don't. I don't think. Turn, that's an AMC show.
That's AMC. That's AMC. It's on Netflix, though, but it's made by AMC, yeah. Damn.
I don't know, man. Netflix is... HBO is behind the game.
I just don't understand it.
Too many of them.
Like, when does it change? Like, what's the tipping point for these people deciding to do these things? Because it's not when people stop paying, because if 90 million people, like, if 80% of people are pirating it,
yeah.
It can't be about, I mean, think of all the money you're leaving on the table.
Yeah, you would think in this kind of day and age where people can just pirate the shit out of it and do a lot, then you would try and figure out a new business model to where you won't necessarily make people feel like they have to do that.
Right.
I know so many people that either don't watch Game of Thrones because it's too expensive to have HBO, or they've watched it by illegally watching.
Right.
That's how I watch it.
I think Netflix figured it out, and the key is you got to make it easier to pay for it than to pirate it. And that's what Netflix did. $10 and you get everything.
And you get everyone.
Right.
Everyone.
Right.
Almost everyone has a Netflix account.
Right. Right. And
anyone
so that's
on the internet.
Well, and that's what Amazon
most
did too.
Likely
like
has a Netflix
Amazon's
account.
Prime has some pretty good shows. Mm-hmm. Like they don't have as many as Netflix, but the shows that they do have are good, but they bundled it. Mm-hmm. Like they said you also get all the free shipping, you get unlimited music, you get all this stuff. So that's their value add. HBO charges more than Amazon, charges more than Netflix,
and gives you less
gives you less stuff, and then they wonder why people pirate it. That's backwards to me. It's like,
it's
duh.
Not worth it.
Do they
it's
not have anyone in their office like under 50? Maybe that's the problem. They don't have anyone in there that tells them how the internet works.
That might be it.
But then they should hire. I can't believe they don't hire like research firms to know this. And it's like CBS. They're starting their own streaming where that new Star Trek show is going to be only on the CBS on demand, and it's a separate purchase. And it's just no one's gonna watch it.
No. No.
I just don't understand
One,
it.
I don't think Star Trek's starting to go down if J.J. Abrams isn't involved, and I'm sure if Chris Pine isn't in it, nobody's going to fucking see it.
Well, I'm sure people are going to watch it, but they're going to watch it illegally.
Yeah.
Because unlike Netflix, where you pay $10 and you get the show that everyone's raving about, and you get 40 other shows, it's worth the $10 because you're not going to pirate 40 shows.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just want Star Trek or you just want Game of Thrones, it's real easy to just download it.
Yeah.
It's real easy. You don't even have to download it. There's literally
also no commercials.
Right.
None.
Right.
HBO, you get a commercial before.
Right.
And a little clip at the end of the episode.
That's because
like,
that's all they have is their eight shows
a
year.
Their own shit, but.
Well, right. But that's all they have is their own. They have to self-promote because if people aren't talking about them, they're going to die.
Right. And then. And
that's why they love things like Confederate. And that's why they love like Bill Maher and John Oliver to extend because they're controversial.
Adult Swim real Absolutely. Quick, because of Rick and Morty, I went to watch it. And this third season, since it's so big now,
right.
They're trying to fuck with it. So episode one.
You like milk it with money?
Episode one, you can stream anywhere. I think it's free on YouTube.
Okay.
Okay. Literally anywhere. Stream that shit. Episode two. Is locked behind a paywall that you have to log in with your TV provider for.
Okay.
So you have to be paying for Adult Swim. Then, once you log into that, they play two Old Spice ads at the beginning and end of the episode. I'm just like, I'm paying for your shit. Why are you charging me ads?
Right.
And then episode three comes out, and they're just like, here it is for free.
Right.
It's on YouTube.
Right.
I'm just like, what are you doing?
Well, and that's what Netflix does, man. They buy, like, I don't remember. There's a, like, BoJack Horseman is a great example. Like, I don't remember who made it. The guy who made BoJack Horseman made some other crazy cartoon as well that on TV didn't work. So Netflix just threw money at it. He started a new thing called BoJack Horseman, and now it's huge. People love it.
Yeah. I know BoJack, and then F is for Family is newer. That's Bill Burr.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, there's a lot of stuff on there, dude. There's so many originals on Netflix. There's something for everybody. If you like crazy animation, you got it.
Yep.
I mean, it's everything.
Everything.
And there's some holdouts, like Rick and Morty. Archer's a cartoon that people love that's on FX, and they're the same way. You got to have a cable provider.
Yep.
And you know what you do? You just pirate those shows.
Yep.
Because it's not worth it to pay $30 a month for one episode every week. Like, I mean, you do the math, like, there's seven episodes of Game of Thrones over 2 months. You're going to spend $45 to watch seven episodes of Game of Thrones.
Dude.
That's ridiculous. No one in their right mind who has money, like, is on a budget, is going to do that.
Right. Yeah, I got Showtime for its free trial period for one show, Shameless.
Okay.
Finished that season. In my 7-day trial,
right.
Canceled my subscription before it ended, never got charged.
And they left money on the table.
They did.
By the way, Shameless on Netflix.
Yeah. Yep. It was the new season.
Well, right. Yes. And that's how they get you. They wait a little bit. Yep. But wait. That's fine. I'll wait.
Yeah.
You're going to make me wait after this season. I will just wait for this season. That's how I watch Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I love Fargo. It's on FX. And on Hulu, they don't release it until the next, like, season 2 came out after season 3 finished.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they released it on Hulu after season 3 had aired on FX. That's ridiculous. How long they make you wait.
Wow.
But to me, I just waited the same amount of time. I'm just a season behind. Who cares? I'll just wait. It's not like Netflix where I'm going to get the next set of episodes all at the same time.
Right.
You're going to make me wait regardless. I'm just going to wait. And you're not going to get my money.
You can wait on, but there's some you can't. I feel like Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is one of them. And that's why it's pirated by 70 million people.
Yeah, because if you go check your Facebook feed the next fucking day,
it's ruined. You're going to learn all about these crazy things that I could spoil right now but won't because Colby will quit the show.
Don't do it. I will stab you. You will be stabbed.
I have no idea how I'm going to edit this segment down for YouTube because we just went on like a 45-minute rant, I feel, about streaming services, but there we go, man. All right.
Let's do some shorter bits so we can sit some wings.
Let's see here. I don't want to talk about that right now. Don't want to talk about this.
Okay,
can we talk about something totally local?
Yes.
That people in our
local time, everybody, you guys who don't live in Kansas, here's what it's like to live in Kansas.
I honestly, we've talked about Wichita like the last three episodes, and I kind of feel bad because I feel like all I do is trash talk Wichita.
Well, it's pretty trashy, so yeah, it makes sense.
But that's not my intention. I don't go in here looking for bad news, is what I'm saying.
Right.
This just happens.
You never get good news.
Well, never worth talking about.
Well, I mean, I guess the stadium last week was good news, but
so
no.
This guy right here, his name's Phil Hermanson, who's a former state representative. He wanted to build the ground floor of this building downtown. I think there might be a picture on here. There's no picture on here. Oh, here it is. This building downtown. Okay.
Quiznos.
He wanted to build. Yes, exactly. He wanted to build a grocery store and a cafe and like some retail area down there. And it never really got off the ground. People say it's not going to work. No one's going to go to it. But he's like, I believe in downtown Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. Okay. Well, apparently, he says he wasn't keen on the idea. and he was working with a credit union for funding, but they backed out at the very last minute. So he says, we were assured that everything was going to be fine, and at the very end, they didn't want to proceed with it. So here's what he's done. He has made a GoFundMe so the public can fund his downtown market. And in the last week, he's raised $655 of his $100,000 goal, which, thank God, it's not making money. But this is literally a rich businessman who's asking for donations to open his business because the bank backed out.
Wow. Does he notice that his fucking logo is the waste management company?
Probably not. No, I seriously
like
that.
That's what I was like. Is the waste management trash collectors sponsoring this grocery store?
But he's like, we spent countless hours in downtown Wichita. Both business and pressure didn't take long to envision just what we've been missing: busy streets of downtown, a grocery store. It's one thing anyone who knows Hermanson will tell you: if you show them a challenge, everyone of the slimmest odds will take on the impossible and make a reality. Tell them they can't, and they'll show you that they can.
How the fuck could it not be profitable? Do you know how many downtown lofts have gone up in the last 3 years? They're building more. How can you
but are
not
people
get
living
funding
in them?
For this?
This is what I don't get about Wichita.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like the apartments that we talked about by Big Ditch.
Mm-hmm.
Who is moving into these places?
Dude, people, man, the Central Bay ones went like fucking that.
Where are they coming from?
I would think it's people here that want nicer things but don't want to pay for them, because the reason why Central Bay went so fast is because it was cheap. It was cheap for the quality that you were getting. You were getting laundry in unit, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances for $650. That's pretty damn good.
I agree. So where'd they move from?
The everywhere.
A bad place?
The dude was telling me.
Like this, like the apartment I'm in right now.
Yeah, a lot of people move from Case and Associates.
So they're just shifting.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing.
Yeah, they're wanting a new apartment. Well, a lot of people, I mean, everybody's moving towards apartment living because they don't want to do the maintenance of homes, I think.
Well, also, but okay, so these downtown lofts, like you just look for apartments.
Right.
Okay?
They're way too expensive.
They're expensive.
Yeah.
Who, I don't imagine.
They're meant for millennials. You're not getting millennials.
And I can't imagine that they're not meant for millennials.
Right.
Because someone in their 30s, like me, I'm 30 years old. I have an 8-year-old child, and I'm in a very long-term relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to move downtown because it doesn't feel like a good place for me to have a family.
Right.
If I was your age and single, mm-hmm. like you are, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But because you're single and you're your age, you also don't make $80,000 a year. So how can you afford a $1,200 one-bedroom apartment downtown?
That.
So who is affording these places? And that's my point. Bring it full circle to what you're saying is all these lofts are going up. How mm-hmm. could this not be profitable? I don't think anyone's moving into those lofts,
man. Well, then why
aren't
they getting built?
I don't know. So
they
people can point.
To.
It's got to be. So I think it's a conspiracy, man.
Oh, shit.
It's because this guy's a state representative.
Uh-huh.
I guarantee you it's so these people in our government can point and go, look at all the things we're doing to revitalize Wichita. But all of these things fail and they die.
Well, you remember what Pinella said, that we're trying to like upgrade all our shit so we can get a Major League Baseball team.
That's what it's like. Yeah. Well, that's what the new stadium's about.
We're hosting a couple of MLB games.
Yeah.
But
and then they're gonna raise our taxes to pay for all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. I don't really mind paying extra taxes to make Wichita better. The problem is it's not actually making Wichita better. It's all fake.
Yeah.
There's not actually anything better
happening.
I mean, what matters to you? Getting money?
What is here?
Right. Well, and how does it enhance your life that there are lofts downtown?
Apartments downtown.
Because you can't afford them.
Yeah, no.
So
it doesn't at all.
It doesn't matter to you.
No. Nope.
So when people say we're helping Wichita because we got all these new things, that's great, but how does it help Colby and
Seth?
I
would assume it would help with new businesses that may want to...
Yeah.
Put something here. So
you mean like this
cooler...
this business right here that the bank backed out on?
Not a fucking grocery
and
store,
now that,
no.
Here's what they were going to do.
No.
So they were going to do the Wichita Market downtown, a full-line grocery store, including call-ahead, email, and online ordering as well as delivery.
Jesus.
Michelle's Coffee Bar.
A little thin to start off with.
Full lineup of coffee and espresso, both hot and cold, and pastries.
We have 5 billion of those.
Downtown.
Starbucks exists.
ICT venue and cater, a beautiful event and venue ballroom that will set up to 300 guests in their own...
Oh, wow,
catering.
Me rent it for my wedding. God, no.
The Hermansons are not
married in Wichita, Kansas.
Just wanting to open a grocery store, it will be a shopping attraction. The coffee bar is a complete and comfortable environment, appeal to even the most technologically geared individual. Free, secured, high-speed Wi-Fi.
Hipsters.
Yeah, it's a big screen TV, state-of-the-art sound system. Also have in-house live entertainment, constantly updating YouTube channel that you can tune in from home so you won't miss any of the excitement.
You fucking shit.
After vetting the plan with Wichita Downtown Development Co., the city council members, planners, architects, accountants, and attorneys, they got the green light to proceed. Business is very hard. We did a ton of preparation for 6 months, crossed our T's, dotted our I's. It says Phil Hermanson, who owned and operated
a
section
business. Location. You're on Douglas.
Well,
with all the old downtown lights that don't work. Douglas is the worst. I take First because you can move faster through it.
Right.
Douglas is the worst.
Dude,
especially
just,
right there by Century 2. It's the fucking worst.
What part of downtown is good?
Like, literally, Washington's not that bad. It's ghetto, but it's not that bad.
It's ghetto.
And then the closest grocery store you got is all the way up on Hillside.
You remember,
which is a good 15-minute drive.
We live in this. We live
drive-ish.
In a bubble. This is the problem. Yeah. This is the problem I have with Wichita.
Uh-huh.
I don't feel like anyone is observant enough to know what other places offer.
Yeah.
Like, you've driven to big cities. You've been in big cities. Mm-hmm. Like, just think about going to Oklahoma City. Right. All right? Have you ever driven there?
Yes.
Okay. So, like, as you go down highways, you see roadside attractions everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You see giant gas stations. You see lots of restaurants. You see all that. You drive down 235. You drive down I-35. What do you see? Big ditch, grain silos, residential areas, yeah. Paper companies, cat farm equipment. You see that roofing company we went by.
I thought you were just going to stop with cats, man.
Dead cats everywhere. But seriously, I mean, there's nothing.
There's no, like,
there's no,
hey,
there's,
stop
right,
here.
There's nothing like, wow, Wichita looks pretty cool. Look at the culture.
Yep.
There's none of that. I-35 doesn't even go through our downtown.
No. No. No.
So, okay, so you got that. Outside tourists don't have any idea why they should stop at Wichita. I mean,
yeah.
There's literally better reasons to stop in Lawrence, you know, than there is to stop in Wichita. And so you take that out. Then of the people that live here. All right. So all the people downtown, what attracts them to the downtown if you aren't a hipster?
If you are.
Because all these hipsters,
nothing.
It's incestuous. All of them know each other.
Right.
And so they all circle jerk each other all day long about all the other things that they all like.
Yeah.
And if you're not in that group, you don't get to be part of the hipster
group.
Right.
Because there's only one of every kind of hipster thing you could possibly imagine here. Like we got one place.
Yeah, we got one donut shop, donut hole. We got one hipster coffee place, which is Riverie. If you don't go, you got Central Standard Brewing, which is our brewery.
Yeah.
And there's thousands of these other places, but they aren't the hipster places.
Right.
And they're also not downtown.
Right.
Like Wichita Brewing, for example,
yes.
It's a great place. There's one way on east side.
It's
there's one on the west
family
side.
Family oriented.
It's not at all downtown.
It's not about, like, I mean, you can drink there because they have their own brewing, but I feel like it's more of a family sit down pizza and beer.
Agreed.
Thing.
I totally agree with you. And that's what every place is, because Wichita,
it's a mix.
Wichita is 80% people who work at aircraft companies or have blue collar jobs who make a median, you know, $60,000 a year, that have kids and a wife, and they don't go to these hipster places downtown.
Right.
And all these hipster places downtown, you're the demo for that, man.
Yeah.
And none of you make enough money to do any of these hipster things.
I'm not going to Mead's Corner to pay for a $12 coffee.
Exactly.
When I go before I go to work.
So
no,
you know it's
way.
You know it's there, you know it's cool, but it doesn't apply to you.
Yeah.
And that doesn't fix any of Wichita's actual problems, which is that no one our age, except for these hipsters who got hit with the lucky stick or they're blessed with what I don't have, which is optimism, that just go down there and they can just have a good time looking around and going, wow, we have one brewery. That's great. When I went to Denver the last time and I had 75 places to look at downtown, not counting the urban sprawl like Wichita has, which everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, I don't understand. And then the guy who is obviously rich enough to do this stuff, connected enough to know people, the bank looks him in the eye and says, no.
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts a GoFundMe for his business.
The worst.
I could imagine.
Site ever. Like Kickstarter.
You know how pathetic it would be if I, like, wanted a studio downtown and I started a GoFundMe?
Literally also
and I'm like, banks
terrible.
Told me no, so
this
I'm asking
Go
the community.
This is a GoFundMe. So he gets this money right away.
Oh, yes.
So that's $655
it's his, no matter
already
what.
Gotten. He's just going to spend that on whatever he's going to spend it on when he doesn't get $100,000.
Which he won't.
Fucking build his shit.
Yeah.
So you just give this money away, and you obviously know it's not going to get to $100,000. Go to Kickstarter to make sure you get it done or it doesn't happen.
He doesn't know the
difference.
You
don't get the money.
He doesn't know the difference.
No. That's a scam.
Dude, it's
GoFundMe's a good thing for if you have care involved. Like if somebody's hurt,
oh, for sure.
Family member, lost dog, somebody needs surgery, something like that. Great, because you get it immediately so you can start paying bills or something like that.
It's just it's crazy to me. Like it has 29
this is a business.
It has 29 shares.
Funding
right.
From just anyone who has free cash to give them,
right.
And then they're not even going to save it. They're
well,
just going to spend it.
This,
as they
to me,
get it.
Is Wichita in a nutshell, because it's a businessman who's disconnected from reality yeah. because he thinks a GoFundMe is going to solve his problems. And it shows the community of Wichita. We're sitting here bad mouthing this guy who says this is a great idea that people want. I don't want this. It doesn't apply to me. It doesn't help my life in any way.
I know. I would assume if there are people living in those damn apartments that they would definitely go to it if it was not on the corner of Douglas and Maine.
Well, even and then I would agree with you.
Because that's the worst intersection ever.
Those people are the most tech-connected people because I would assume they're young and they yeah. know what's up. And if they're not, then they don't care. They're going to go to Dylan's at Harry
Hillside,
and Doug. Yeah, Hillside and Douglas, mm-hmm. which is where the nearest grocery store is. And it has 29 shares. 29.
That's sad.
Our show has more listenership than this share for the GoFundMe for the downtown Wichita grocery store.
Yeah, so it's been up for a good week.
Yeah. 29.
In a week.
And that includes the network of the people who put up the GoFundMe.
Wichita is the largest city in the United States.
Yeah.
Just by the way.
29.
29.
Because people don't care.
No.
And that's exactly my point.
Especially not to some asshole who's like, the bank said no. So.
Everyone's like, Wichita's growing. This is what the community wants. I can't wait to get this grocery store. I have so many. I'm friends with so many of these hipsters on Facebook, and I see so many of them talking about how great this is going to be. It's going to be so amazing when we get it. Wichita's going to be revitalized, and then here's your chance, guys, to put your money where your mouth is, and it doesn't even get 30 shares. It doesn't even get 30 shares, man. It's just
terrible.
It's an example to me of just the smokescreen that our politicians. And that these Wichita hipsters put up about how great Wichita is. And I don't want to make it sound like I'm trashing Wichita so horribly like I am, but
it's not a hipster place.
A businessman literally wants you to donate money to him so he can build his business. Well, guess what, guys? I want you to donate money to me, too, so I can build my business. Every businessman wants that. They want money to rain from the sky
yeah.
so they can do things and make better things because that's the whole point. But we're not making GoFundMes because we have self-respect.
Yeah. That's so ridiculous, man. Yeah, that's cool, Wichita. Also, it's the waste management logo, man. I just like you're obviously it's going to be shit since you're just trashing it from the get-go.
Well, they obviously didn't pay money to
no, some
to get
kid
a logo
did
done.
That, man.
It's grandson.
And then
or
it was
something.
Like, "Aw, honey, that looks so good, even though it kind of looks like trash, but it looks so good." Go down. Go down. Do they have it on the wall already? Go back up. That one. They have it
oh,
on
yeah,
the
right
fucking
there.
Wall already? Oh, my God. They have a decal on their office space that they don't even have yet.
Well, I think they own it. I mean, they said, I mean, I feel kind of bad for the guy because he said that he spent like $100,000 or $150,000 of his own money to get it up and going, and
the
then the
building?
Bank pulled out.
He probably got the building.
Yeah,
right?
I would
and
guess so.
Need the money to.
I mean, that
make
sucks.
Storefronts,
but like,
stuff.
Dude, that's business, man.
Find somebody else.
Yeah, or the market has spoken. Yeah. That's how capitalism works.
That's kind of true too.
I mean, it sucks. I agree. I've lived in this town for 20 years. I would love to see something cool happen here. It's never happened in 20 years.
And we're always very skeptical if anything does come about that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Like,
because we have stuff
I mean,
like this where people
Wichita,
blow smoke.
A grocery store downtown has been talked about since there
yes.
was a grocery store downtown, which was like 20 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
Okay, so for 20 years.
Ever since they, like,
the
fixed downtown.
The downtown area where there are apartments at for
yes.
people to live in.
Expensive
and where
ones. And there's a lot of businesses.
Work,
yeah.
Where people work.
Intrust Bank's down there.
Does
you know, that's
not,
a huge bank headquartered downtown.
Does not have a grocery store within, you know,
right.
A fucking 5-mile radius.
And I'll tell you why. It's because it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
That's why. Businesses, people who know how to make money with businesses, they don't say, you know what, I don't want to make that money. They want to make money.
Yeah.
The reason it's not there is because it wouldn't make money.
Yep.
That's how America works. If there was a market for it, it would happen.
There's closer grocery stores to any of the suburban areas around the downtown that those people would go to. So literally the only people that would be going to it would be people living downtown.
Well, you got
to
think.
And I don't think there's that many.
Those people that live in Old Town. This was in the smack dab middle of Old Town. Mm-hmm. They're just as far from the corner of Douglas and Maine as they are from Hillside and Douglas.
Yeah, they are.
There's no difference.
Yeah, Douglas and Maine is the shittiest location ever.
You got to remember.
It's terrible.
Wichita's not, downtown is not that big. It's what, maybe a mile?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe a square mile, Wichita
Old
downtown.
Old Town would be a good place for a grocery store.
Old Town is a square block. It would be a good place for a bodega.
Yeah.
Like a nicer quick shop is what you need.
Like a Walgreens would be great.
Yeah.
Would be
That's what you need,
great.
A smaller grocery
That's
store.
It. That would
you don't need
money.
A full Dillon's.
You don't need a Dillon's.
Yeah, I
you
totally agree.
You don't need a coffee shop either. There's fucking 50 of those.
And there's a lot of them that people really like. That Espresso to Go-Go people really like.
Yep.
That Reverie
there's
people really, really like.
Downtown. Yeah. There's Mead's.
Mead's that people really like that. Donut Hole House Coffee people really like that.
There's one in basically every floor of every building downtown.
And that's because it makes money.
Yeah.
That's why they're there.
People get coffee before they go to work.
Yeah.
They don't.
People aren't
going to
stop at Douglas and Maine and find a parking spot in that horrible hellhole intersection to go get a jug of milk.
It's, you got to put something else. You got to put a reason for people to live down there.
I just
don't think there is one.
No.
Because it's one too.
Because this is what Wichita. This is what Wichita spends their time on. Yeah. They spend their time on saying, we're getting all these great things. And in reality, we have not that many great things.
We don't. Don't move to Wichita. Whatever you do, that's my suggestion.
I mean, it's sad. It's sad to me.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do, man?
I don't know.
It's just, I could not believe that a man is literally started a GoFundMe to fund his business.
Basically just asking for money. Just asking.
Yeah.
Hey guys, hey random schmobo on the street, hey homeless guy also asking for money, will you give me money so I could start a business and make more money than you all
that
ever
the
see?
Bank said no to?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I couldn't imagine. Like, if I want to start a business, I would have to go to a bank and get a loan. And if the bank said no to me,
I'd
then
find
I
another bank. Or another rich person.
I wouldn't go. If I went to someone after that and I'm like, yeah, my bank pulled out, you want to invest?
Right.
They'd be like, a bank said no?
Yeah.
No way!
Yeah.
That's crazy to me, dude.
Yeah, because obviously he didn't have a business plan well enough to make money.
Or the bank didn't think it was going to make enough money.
They would not have gotten their investment back as quickly as they probably would.
Yeah, because that's got to be the reason, because otherwise why wouldn't he just go get another bank? Like, if the bank's like, we can't afford $100,000,
right.
Go to another bank.
Right. Yeah.
You're a state representative. You can go to another bank.
Nope.
It's crazy to me, dude.
Well, yeah, it's dumb. That location killed you. Killed you, in my opinion. If you went with anywhere else, that would probably be not as big as a goddamn full market.
I just don't think it needs a full grocery store.
And a coffee shop and a goddamn event center.
Yeah.
You know how many event centers there are downtown?
Yeah, a thousand.
So fucking many.
And you know how many of them are empty? Almost all of them. Yeah.
What the fuck is Century 2? Which they're also talking about tearing down and rebuilding. Have you heard that commercial on the radio?
Nope.
Bill Warren is trying to save Century 2 from either being torn down / renovated. There was my person I worked with told me about this. There used to be a event center where Century 2 was.
Okay.
They tore that down about 40 years ago.
And then they built Century 2?
Built Century 2. And now they're thinking about it again. And there's Bill Warren radio commercials going around right now saying that they're thinking about tearing down Century 2 to build a new Century 2 or renovating it. Save Century 2.
Why?
For the history. I don't fucking know.
It's got to be the same reason we got a new stadium.
Yeah.
Because there's some tax break or something, or that the city will get because we have something newer.
Yep. I bet that's right.
Which is fine. I mean, if that's what it takes to get new things in Wichita, we shouldn't be against that.
No, tear it down. I don't care about the history of it.
It's only 40 years old. Where's the history?
There's none. I went to a train show there when I was young.
Yeah, the only thing I remember at Century 2 was Carganza. You remember Carganza? That was the worst.
I remember like a big kid toy show.
Yep, I remember that.
And it was literally
when
like,
they sold all those like secondhand electronics and there was just a bunch of gypsies in there peddling wares.
Mm-hmm.
They had like N64s there that were like M64s and they're like... were gray instead of black, but they claimed to be the exact same thing, but they were only $5, and you knew it was just a scam.
Oh, yeah. We bought a wireless mic from there one time and tried it
on
one of the podcasts.
Oh, my God. We did.
We did. And they didn't
work. That didn't work at all.
They didn't work at all.
I forgot about
that. They were the shittiest mics ever. Yeah, so that's Century 2, man.
Oh my god, that is a blast from the past, dude. I totally forgot about that.
I'd say just paint the roof. Like, what is this teal color Wichita's got going on? You got the Garvey Center, you got the roof of Century 2. I'm just like, you know that color looks like you just took it from the Arkansas River.
Yeah.
And just
it's acid a statue.
Color.
It's supposed to be, isn't it supposed to be the
it's
color
the
of like
acid
the Capitol?
Color.
Capitol building?
It looks so bad.
I don't know. Man.
I don't know what it is, but yeah.
Personally, Wichita is fine. I wish people would have a realistic view of it.
Yeah, no.
I'm tired of the people who say that it's greater than it is.
Right.
Because those people do more harm when we need good things.
Yeah.
And I think this is proof that people are like, dude, we could totally support this. Well, it turns out we can't.
Yeah.
And so you should focus your energies on maybe tearing down Century 2 so we can get new things. You know?
I don't know.
I mean, if the bank approved that, let's do that. There's no GoFundMe to tear down Century 2.
There is not. There's not. Google that. See if there's like a Bill Warren website and against the Century
Save.
2.
Yeah. Save Century 2. Yep, here we go. Save Century 2 ad appearing on Wichita radio stations. Where's my mouse? Screen capture. Starting on Monday, Wichita area radio listeners. Where's this from? This is from July 24th, so this is a while ago. Radio listeners will hear about Bill Warren's effort to save Century 2, the iconic round building that has served as the Century Convention and Performing Arts Center since 1969. So yeah, my mom is older than Century 2, and my mom is young.
Yeah.
So history, my butt. The spot will run on 5 Wichita area radio stations in the next 3 weeks, Warren said Monday. Warren, the businessman and developer known for the movie theaters he built, said he wouldn't be using the ad campaign if he didn't think Century 2 could very well be torn down, based on what they have told me, meaning city officials that have told me privately. Okay. Mayor Jeff Longwell
like
and city manager.
Down.
Yeah, it sounds like it's
going
to happen. Robert Layton has said the city is still gathering information on Century 2. Eventually present to the public, they say it was way too early to know what the course the city will take. The ad to save Century 2 begins for nearly half a century. The distinctive blue dome. It's not blue. It's
teal.
Like teal. Yeah, it's like puke green. It's like a bright puke green.
It's really bad. Just go to Google Maps, people. You'll see it.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It's the big nipple.
It, landmark Wichita skyline. Designed by apprentices of Frank Lloyd Wright, its historic significance will soon qualify for the National Register of Historic Places. Well, let's leave it then. I mean, I guess...
Of historic places?
I want to know what we're going to get for tearing it down.
Just a newer, fancier looking
but
one. It's going to be the airport.
What happens in Century 2?
It's going to be the airport.
Well, the airport's no different. I mean, the airport's very nice.
Yeah.
It's brand new. It's very
it's
nice.
The same experience.
But we
though.
Got nothing new from it.
Right.
We're just paying for a new thing for no reason.
Yep.
It's like we recarpeted our house, and I guess it's nice to have new carpet in your house.
I don't get it, man.
But I don't know, man. Yet someone wanted to demolish Century 2 and start over. The ad also frames the issue in terms of cost the city's cultural history to taxpayers. On the hook for the estimated $300 million more it'll take to replace Century 2 than to remodel Century 2. The ad ends by saying, paid for by Bill Warren and the committee to save Century 2. I'm funding this myself just because I feel so strongly about it. And also he has $300 million all of a sudden. Warren told the Eagle it's not cheap. Yeah, there's a picture of it right there. I mean, I don't really mind Century 2, but I've also never really been there. I mean, I've gone maybe once every 5 years.
And it's a big circle building, man, and there's a whole bunch of rooms inside of it. It's an event center, whoop-de-doo. It's just all about the events that go in there and not a whole lot of good events.
Yeah, but see, like, to me, like, Intrust Bank, when we added that, like, what was it, 7 years ago or something like that?
About.
Yeah, like, I get they added that because we started to get cool concerts.
Yeah,
I just
Taylor
saw Paul
Swift
McCartney there.
That,
yeah, we got Taylor Swift. Eric Church has been there. Like Garth Brooks
names.
Was been there. Like we've actually
we
had people.
We had that before.
Worth it. What are we going to get if we tear down Century 2? Because if we tear down Century 2 and we get nothing new, let's leave it. If it's historic,
right.
Leave it there, man.
Okay.
I can't believe it's historic because it's literally, I mean, this is a cool shot. If you actually drive by Century 2, it looks nothing like that. It looks like a big brick building.
Yeah.
It's not really that exciting. But I mean, it's fine. It's fine, dude.
I don't know, man.
Because it is a little different than our airport. Because, like, our airport never got properly equipped after 9/11. Mm-hmm. Like, TSA didn't work. You know, like, it wasn't meant for, like, here's the terminals, here's the waiting area.
Right.
Like, most modern airports are after 9/11.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. But, like, this, I mean, it's not like we're going to build a new center and then all of a sudden Boston Pops is going to move in, you know? It's still going to be the Wichita Symphony, and I'm sure they're fine in current Century, too.
Yep. I don't know, man. I don't know what could make Wichita better.
Oh,
NFL
I don't either.
Team.
I don't know. I don't think we would support
NBA
it.
NBA team.
I don't feel like we'd support it.
No.
I think I don't really think Wichita needs to be better. I think it's fine the way it is, and we all just need to accept it.
Stop being cool, Wichita.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be cool.
We're not cool. You are the, you're the fat 30-year-old, and you need to accept it. Just accept that fact.
That's a little personal. If
I'm just saying. Like, that's just what it is. I'm never going to have The Rock's body because I'm not The Rock. We're never going to be Austin because we aren't. Quit trying. And admit to yourself that you're a fat 30-year-old.
Bill Warren, come out with your fucking innovative new...
Yeah, Bill Warren, by the way, just screwed over one of the best things Wichita had.
That's very fucking true, man. Those Regal theaters now...
They're terrible.
Terrible. Cheap-ass fucking corporation.
You know, they're going to raise ticket prices, you know?
Oh, my fucking... Why?
They're raising them. There's
why?
A there's
for
a huge article.
Shit?
There was a huge article in the local paper about it.
I'm illegally downloading every new movie now.
Oh yeah, that changes everything. Let's see here.
Not going. I will not support it. Of course.
Let's see here.
It's the only cool thing.
It's the only thing you can do.
Yep.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, here's the article right here. Just right here in the Eagle. What's worse now that or what's worse or what's better now that Regal owns Warren Theaters?
What's better?
So, ticket prices, they haven't changed from Warren's prices, though employees say they were told they will likely increase. Right now, Regal is charging $7 for matinees, and child and senior tickets are $9.99. Tickets to the Warren 21 and quality screens are still more. Regal sells discount child tickets to moviegoers 3 and 11 and under, where Warren had a more liberal 12 and under policy. At Regal, 3 and under are free. So, ticket prices are going to go up, but if you have a toddler...
Oh, yay! Those toddlers will certainly enjoy those movies, won't they?
Printed tickets.
I'll remember them.
One bummer for people who like to save ticket stubs in their scrapbooks, the Warren's heavy stock tickets printed with the movie title are gone, replaced with Regal's more flimsy tickets printed on a receipt-like paper. Plus, our ticket for Spider-Man Homecoming only said Spider rather than the full name of the movie. So, those are gone.
The shittiest shit, man.
Popcorn. There are only a few changes here, but the one that has most people... irritated is that its smalls and mediums now come in paper bags rather than cardboard tubs. The main problem is that butter can leak through the bags onto pants, so employees are applying butter just to the top of a small and medium servings. Also, the bags are tippy and fall over and will spill their contents everywhere if placed on the floor. So you get less butter.
Yep.
They fall over and they bleed
out.
And
you get shittier containers. Like, yep. They're just trying to skim every single fucking penny they can out of this shit. Yep. When I'm sure it's making enough fucking money.
Employees say.
It's the only thing good here.
Employees say that prices on most concessions went up about 10 cents.
Fucking hell.
Some theatergoers are unhappy that the theater has switched from Pepsi to Coke. This means Mellow Yellow instead of Mountain Dew, but Regal did opt to keep Dr. Pepper, which isn't affiliated with Pepsi or Coke. The soda cups are enormous, though, and a medium is way bigger than anything a normal human can adjust. This is a lie. And larges come with free refills on the day of purchase. That they're literally the same sizes.
Yeah.
And that policy is not different. Mm-hmm. So this article is only half good because they're not obsessed with the theater like we are. They don't really notice. Like, sure, the cups changed. But they're exactly the same. Yeah. They're not any different.
Well, this sounds kind of
except they're more expensive. Free water cups. The Warren is always generous.
Not that.
Free water cups, which were decent size. Regal took over. They switched to itty-bitty water cups. Customers were not pleased. The theater managers recently opted to switch back to Warren-sized cups. Perks and deals. Royal Kong. The biggest perk of the switchover is that Regal Cinemas offers loyalty program that allows customers to earn points for free concessions, movie tickets, and more. We were immediately awarded a free small popcorn after signing up. To one visit to the theater, we bought two tickets, large popcorn and medium drink. We earned 4,763 credits. It takes 1,500 credits to get a free upsize on your soft drink, 7,000 to get a free small popcorn, 8,000 to get a free small soft drink, and 15,000 to get a free movie ticket. So it looks like every – what would that be? So they got 5,000 credits for a popcorn, a large popcorn, a medium drink, and two tickets. So you probably get like, what, 1,000 a ticket? So after 15 movies, you get a free movie. You can also use your points to enter sweepstakes. According to Regal website, club members get weekly specials, including 25% off candy on Mondays, 50% off popcorn on Tuesdays. You can sign up or use a QR code on your phone.
What?
Warren employees were still learning how to use this system, so it took a while for us to redeem our free popcorn. They figured it out, and surely we'll get faster.
I'm an AT&T customer.
AT&T customers can visit two Ticket Tuesdays to sign up for a program that offers buy one, get one movie ticket deal for select movies on Tuesdays at Wichita's Regal Own Theaters.
Wow.
Select movies. So Boss Baby, that's it.
If I bought the ticket on Tuesday for a movie on Friday.
No, not going to work. That ain't going to work, dude.
So now my movie days are Tuesdays. Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah, and only getting? For certain
for
movies.
Select movies, the real shit ones.
Yeah, $5 Wednesdays. Regal's kept Old Town policy of $5 Wednesday promotions. Okay. Employee perks. Life has improved a bit for Warren employees. Previously, they could only attend free movies, but only on weeknights. Now they can go on weekends. Warren employees have always allowed free soft drinks, but under Regal's roof, they must bring their own cups if they want free soft drinks.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's kind of cool, I guess, for people. Warren Theater. This is my favorite part. WarrenTheaters.com, where many Wichitans go to find showtimes, is a different place these days. When you arrive at the home screen, you'll find it split, with an option to click on Warren Theaters on the left and an option to click on Regal Cinemas on the right. If you want movie times, click on Regal Cinemas. If you want to keep up with former owner Bill Warren, click on Warren Theaters. One note, we wanted to see Spider-Man Homecoming at the East Warren, but it was not listed on the Regal app or on the site. When we arrived, though, we found that it was, in fact, playing.
It's not even the right showtimes.
Oh, my God, man. Fucking just...
This one right here. After movie mints... The wonderful chocolate-covered mints that Warren already distributed the movie, but it's unclear if they will continue to be offered once the backup supply room runs out. One employee told us that they have tons in the back, so those are probably gone. They're not going to order more of those.
No.
Employee uniforms. As of this week, the Warren employee uniforms were still wearing the old-style theater tuxedo jackets that have been customary, but many of the employees are already in possession of their new navy and white Regal uniforms, which are more casual polo shirts printed with the Regal and Coke logos. Expect to notice that change.
Jesus,
there.
God, man. Yes, take the most top-of-the-line chain of theaters and then just turn it to an AMC theater. Just turn it into that. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's what they
did. It's a chain, dude. There's nothing special
God,
about it anymore.
Stab me in the fucking heart. I fucking hate that.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be chained up just like everything else.
I'm going to one movie a year. It's going to be the Star Wars. That's the only one I'm going to see in fucking theaters.
It'll be IMAX movies for me. That's probably all I'll go see.
This fucking shit.
Dude. All right, man, what do you want to talk about now?
My rage.
You want to talk about this guy right here?
Holy fuck, what is that? Dolph Lundgren?
No, that is... Dolph Lundgren. That is the picture of Josh Brolin as Cable in Deadpool 2.
Oh, okay. He looks very much like whoever I just said.
Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah, Rocky's nemesis.
I don't know about that.
Dude, he so does! Google Dolph Lundgren and tell me he doesn't look like that!
I don't know how to spell Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph!
Sorry, dude. You can't just yell the word at me and expect me to know it.
Golf.
I mean, kinda.
Looks so much like him. Put a scar over his face. Look at that, little bitch! He's Dolph Lundgren!
Okay, man, calm down. I agree with you. It's Dolph Lundgren.
So he's Cable?
Yeah, he's Cable. What do you think?
Who's Cable?
He's an X-Men. I think he's technically the son of Cyclops and some other person. He can, like, travel time, and he has, like, great agility. He was one of my favorite X-Men when I was younger.
Okay.
It's kind of cool that he's in it. He's like an old, grumpy
Gambit.
Man.
Gambit is the one
that's
I
the card guy.
Of, but, yeah.
That was Will.i.am, right?
No, that was Channing.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I knew Will.i.am.
Or
was
he
it.
Was supposed to play it. No.
Was it Will.i.am?
John Carter. Of Earth, or whatever, was Gambit in X-Men Origins. Yeah, he was.
Okay.
Yeah, he was.
Well, whatever. Either way. There's Josh Brolin. Do we care?
As Cable, huh? No, I don't know who Cable is, so no, I don't. Oh. But he looks badass. Dude, that dude is getting movies out the wall.
Cabela's!
Water.
That's what I wanted! I wanted Cabela's!
Yeah, give me some of that deer. Jerky.
It stands for Cabela's anyway! Cable's a normal word!
Is it? I think you spelled it wrong.
C-A-B-E-L?
Yeah, that's Cabell. It's E, it's L-E. Yeah.
No, you can...
Do you know how to spell Cable, man? Cable TV?
Apparently not.
Cabell! I pay for the Cabell TV, man.
You shut up, you.
I'm actually switching from Cabell to
shut
fucking
up.
DirecTV.
Nathan Summers, fictional character, blah, 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 blah.
Shit.
Let's see. He is a biological
Summers,
son
yep.
of Cyclops mm-hmm. and Jean Grey, half-brother
oh,
of Rachel Summers, Nathan Grey. He's a genetic template of Strife from a possible future timeline, having been transported as an infant to the future, where he grew into a warrior before returning to the present.
What?
He has telepathy, telekinesis, techno-ecopathy, and marksman, and he's a cybernetic enhancement. So he's, he's super fast.
He's Jean Grey, yeah.
He's Jean Grey, but he also is a good shot.
He's Jean Grey mixed with Cyborg. That's
he's basically an old man, just beast man.
He looks like Snake.
He
just
does
Metal
look
Gear.
Like Snake.
It's straight Metal Gear with some fucking telepathy involved.
So I think there's a full body shot of him.
Cabell.
Don't judge me, man. Get out of here. Yeah, so they're here like, here's a shot of him.
Shit. He's got to be getting paid, right?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Mr. Thanos and shit.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what's weird is that he's in this and he's Thanos. Yeah, like the same time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look, I don't know why he's got a teddy bear strapped to his leg, but, dude, that gun looks awesome. And, like, he's got, like, knives and stuff.
His arm looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mr. Winter Soldier.
I mean, he's in Deadpool, too. What do you think? I mean, he's going to be like...
Is he the bad guy?
No, I would assume... He's not a bad guy in the X-Men. I would assume he's going to be like Deadpool's partner in the next movie.
Interesting.
Like, it's going to be like a buddy cop. Like, he's going to be the grumpy old man, and Deadpool's going to be Deadpool.
That sounds interesting. Dude, he has a classic... What is that? That looks like a Tommy gun. Like straight, like an upgraded Tommy gun.
This part appears like a grenade launcher.
That's definitely from an M16 attachment, but like the butt of the gun looks like a Tommy gun.
And dude,
so does
cool
the clip,
looking.
Like
it's
old
cool
school.
I don't
World
understand
War
II. The teddy bear.
That looks like a beast gun right there, man.
Can you explain the teddy bear to me, man?
It's got to be something from the comics.
No, no. But he looks pretty cool, dude. Here's a better image of it.
Mr. Teddy Bear.
He looks pretty cool.
I'll give it that, but I don't know. I feel like I'm. You want to know why I didn't like Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
Why?
It's because I feel like Marvel knew what they had and then exploited it. That really doesn't make much sense, but
no,
I just feel like they used the quirks that everyone fucking liked from the first one and then just redid them.
Well,
that's
do you
what
want it to be way
there
different?
There was nothing different. The whole point
that's,
of the first
you know that
one
Force Awakens
was
is the same as A New Hope, right?
Everything was different. And guess what I didn't really like that much?
What?
The Force Awakens. It's great. CGI, amazing. The lightsaber fights, incredible. But literally, you had Star Wars, and you could have done anything, and you choose to just redo the first fucking Star Wars.
Yeah. Well, we could talk
sounds
about Guardians
lazy
of the Galaxy
to
3
me.
Here. I mean,
sounds a little lazy to me.
It's been announced that the Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is going to be the last Guardians with the principal characters being the same.
Oh.
So the third one will be the end of that group of Guardians,
sure.
So to speak. You don't believe it?
Not if it makes $1 billion.
This comment says, I remember reading somewhere that Bradley Cooper isn't signed on for a multi-picture deal like the rest of the cast, rather just picture-to-picture with very limited promotional appearance. It's a very unique deal as far as Marvel concerned, so maybe they'll wrap up Rocket's storyline in the next one.
That would kind of make sense.
Because they didn't officially say that, like, all the Guardians are gone. They're just like, this group is going
right,
away
the
after the third one.
All,
so, like, Star-Lord could be there, Rocket could be there, you know, that's it.
I liked Rocket a lot more when I rewatched it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I felt his connection with Yondu a lot more, and I liked that. That was cool. That was different.
Yeah.
And then the whole, like, I like that Yondu also kind of was Peter's dad in
See,
a way.
To me, Guardians
was
2
cool too.
Was supposed to feel like the first one because it took place, like, 2 months after
right.
the first
and
one.
I get that.
So it's going to be interesting to see how much they've matured in Infinity War.
Yes, that's true. It doesn't seem like Rocket has much, but
well, I don't know. After the end of Guardians 2, I feel like he's going to have a lot of.
He's going to be less hateful. I feel like.
Or right, he'll
be hateful to other people, but less towards the group.
Right. Everyone knows he's a big softie
yeah,
inside
I mean,
now.
Star-Lord, when he was leaving the ship after he crashed, he's like, "Are you trying to get people to hate you? Because it's working."
Yeah.
And it's like. I'm sure that will be gone between the group,
yes.
But he will still.
Well, and
be
I think
like
that's
that
kind of the
Thor.
I kind of that's personally why I liked Guardians 2, is because you got like the first movie happens so fast, mm-hmm. Everyone's just thrown together, and the plot just pushes them.
Yeah,
like there's no chance for them to sit back and really talk about them as a group. And I liked Guardians 2 because that was that movie.
Yeah.
It was more introspective about the actual group.
than it was about the plot.
I agree, but I don't think it was enough. Because, like, by the end of Guardians 2,
I think that's
the
problem.
Like, we're a family, guys. We're a family.
Well, and I think that's the problem with superhero movies
in
general.
You just met each other 4 months ago. You're not a fucking family.
I get that sense with all of the superhero movies.
That's why I'm kind of falling out of shit with
fucking Marvel. I never saw Logan, but I think that's what Logan did really well is that it threw that out the window. Is it like it took its time and
oh,
it was slow
yeah,
and emotional?
Super slow.
Where
scale.
They do it a little bit in the Marvel movies, but they don't do it a ton. Like Civil War, for example.
Like when Guardians of the Galaxy saved the world again in that thing.
Right.
If it wasn't for them, Ego would have killed.
Yeah, but they don't.
All life everywhere.
But they make fun of that in the movie. They're like, our rate's going to go up as 2-time Galaxy Saver.
Yeah.
It's like, so they're aware.
Still.
It's fine.
How about you not do a galaxy-saving moment?
Dude, every single superhero movie has a galaxy-saving
no
moment.
No shit. I'm sick of it.
But
except Logan.
Can you be
except
a superhero?
Deadpool.
Can you be a superhero, though, if you just save 6 people?
Yes.
Because that sounds like a really boring movie.
A hero is anyone who saves anyone, I think,
in my
definition.
Superhero.
Superhero means that you're not like every other hero. So it doesn't mean that
you save the world instead of an old lady.
It does not mean that you save 6 people over 1 person. It means that you can jump 5,000 feet in the air,
but
unlike any other hero.
With great power comes great responsibility.
No. Stupid. Stupid. Not every goddamn thing. Like Suicide Squad. Fucking perfect example.
Never saw it.
You got a group of not superheroes.
Okay.
Not them.
Right, they're the villains.
They barely... Harley Quinn has no superpowers.
Right.
Okay? She's just a chick who likes to fucking hit people.
Right.
Deadshot has accuracy.
Okay.
There's a crocodile man who's a crocodile. There's a crocodile man who's a crocodile, and then you got Captain Boomerang, who literally can just throw boomerangs well.
How did this movie make $1 billion?
And then
the
you
crocodile
got,
man.
You have whatever the pyro guy is. I forget what his name is.
El Flamo.
No, it's the Diablo. El Diablo is his name.
The Bernie.
He controls fire and can turn into a fire monster.
Okay.
That's a superhero.
So he's a human torch?
He is a fucking devil fire person, like that bigger than the human torch. He goes like full.
So does that mean Cable isn't
fire.
A superhero?
What I'm saying is
because all he does is shoot real good.
What the fuck? Why even include him? Because obviously he's not in the same
because
category.
Because he sells tickets, that's
not
why.
Not in the same category as the rest. The people who sold tickets to that movie are Harley Quinn, the Joker, and Will Smith.
No.
That's the end of the fucking list. They did not go to see El Diablo.
That's true. That's a great point.
So fuck off with
that's
that
a great point.
Point. Then
you win.
You take all those fucking non-superheroes and then pit them against a goddamn witch that can control magic and is about to bring her Egyptian brother back from the dead to end humanity with a big old space laser.
Is that what happens?
That's what happens.
In Suicide Squad?
And guess how they stop her? They shoot her in the heart. They take her heart out.
They shoot her.
They
okay.
literally shoot her in the heart. She gets weakened, and then they go up and literally cut her heart out.
So they save the world, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they do.
They save the world.
Yet they're not superheroes.
What they are, though. Isn't that the point of Suicide Squad?
No, because they don't have any powers!
Well, there's
Harley Quinn just uses a bat! I could do that!
Well, that's true. But you can't be an alligator.
I could be Harley Quinn, though.
Dude, you'd be a sexy Harley Quinn cosplay, please.
It's just like, you could make a smaller story where the world doesn't explode and people will still go see it. There will still be conflict.
I don't know if they would, though.
Yes!
I mean, I guess they went and saw Logan, but...
If you pitted the Suicide Squad against a known criminal organization in the DC universe, like Penguin, for example, or one of the smaller fucking villains that aren't trying to end the world, that would have been so much more entertaining.
Well, you know what? You're right. I mean, think about Dark Knight.
Yes.
The Joker, I mean, he was trying to harm a lot of people in Gotham, but it was really about him holding the city hostage more than it was about death and destruction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
I,
no,
I agree,
Suicide Squad was like, let's explode everyone
but
with a space laser.
Do you think that Logan was successful because there aren't a lot of movies like that? Do you think more people went and saw it because it wasn't like all the other superhero movies?
Yes.
So if there were a lot of Logans, would people go see those movies anymore?
No.
Yeah. So
you got to balance it. There's a balance.
Yeah.
Well, Wolverine isn't going to be going just clawing a goddamn, you know, ghost creature that's trying to inhale humanity. That's
well,
not going to work.
I think,
you're going to need Jean Grey to get in the fucking head
but
of the ghost creature to tell him to not kill humanity.
But there's smaller
like
Marvel
level
movies.
Level 5 fucking mutant. Wolverine is level 5 because he can't fucking die.
Like,
but if he wasn't that and he just had claws.
But I think there is a balance in Marvel movies.
Bullet.
Like, Captain America, Iron Man, Guardians of the Galaxies. Those are your big, and Avengers. Those are your big world-ending
right.
movies.
Right.
Ant-Man, not a world-ending movie.
That's true.
Spider-Man, not a world-ending movie.
True.
The Hulk, not a world-ending movie. Doctor Strange, not a world-ending movie. All
that
of these.
A world-ending
no.
movie. Yeah. That was
kind of okay, kind of.
Yeah,
but his power. But he had an Infinity Stone, so they had to give him. I guess they had to give him a villain worthy of his Infinity
the big
Stone.
Ones, right.
But
and I'm not saying it's not Marvel. I'm not saying that.
Well, no, I know.
I'm
but I'm saying
it's
that
not
you don't
fucking
think
DC.
You don't. Well, yeah. But I mean, you don't think that there is a balance though on these superhero movies.
I don't. Not with DC. Not with shit ones, no.
Well, DC
and
hasn't made a good
ones.
One, except for Wonder Woman, apparently, which I also haven't seen.
Which is also just cut and dry fucking superhero
because
movie.
I just don't.
It was Captain America. It was Captain America, the first one, first Avenger.
Okay.
It was that.
I mean, that movie was okay.
And like, with a weird origin story of these goddamn, like, mutant women that are gods that had sex with Zeus or some shit. Yeah, that's how Wonder Woman's made. It's like
what?
She was the daughter of Zeus or some shit, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Or of the what? Yeah, because she fights the god of war, Ares. So yeah, there's all these mythical gods.
Wonder Woman's not anything like I thought it was.
Gods. Yeah, no. She fights Ares, the god of fucking war, and like she's the daughter of Zeus and some bitch.
She's Hercules' brother?
Yeah. It's literally Hercules, except with
dude,
a woman.
This is why I don't watch DC
and Nazis.
Movies, because this is crazy to me.
It was well done.
But Justice League's definitely gonna be about the world ending, right?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Doomsday.
Who's
Doomsday.
That?
That's
is he
the
a bad
villain.
Man?
No, that's just the villain. That's
oh.
his name.
His
that's
name
like,
is
that's like Apocalypse.
That's like having a bad guy named Apocalypse.
Yeah, it's like Thanos. He's a big bad.
Dude,
he's the
name,
big bad.
You name your bad guys literally what they do.
Yeah.
Like, it takes away all the mystery.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what makes Joker such a great villain is
what's
that you have
Thanos
no idea
mean?
What he's going to do.
Thanos got to mean something.
Oh,
right?
I'm sure he means something.
At least it's not Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder what Apocalypse is going to
do. Oh, maybe he's going to bring his bagels, dude.
I wonder what Doomsday is going to do. Do you think they'll be friendly?
Hey, do you think Cyborg's full human?
Yeah. It's just crazy, man.
What if Rocket Raccoon was like a beaver?
Beaver? Dude, Trash Panda's pretty good, though.
Trash Panda was good, dude. But, yeah, okay, I don't know what we got. I don't even know how we tamed that one. But
superhero movies that put the scale at unnecessary spots. Like, if you got a Doctor Strange that can manipulate time and go into different multiverses, I get that you're going to have a really big bad guy, because that's a pretty big power that you're going to have to balance out.
Yeah, well, I think that's why the Avengers use it, yeah.
When you have a fucking bitch with a baseball bat going up against a god.
No, I agree.
That's a little unbalanced. And then when you make that bitch with a baseball bat win, you lose me. You lose me completely.
I agree. Well, honestly, that's my biggest fear about Infinity War is
yeah.
Thanos.
So many people are going to die.
Thanos is so all-powerful. How are they going to kill
him? They haven't killed anybody off yet. And they've got to, because these contracts, I'm sure, Downey Jr.'s done. Why would you want to play Iron Man?
I think he's in.
Countlessly, over and over and over again. Guess what a typecast is? You are Iron Man from now on. I mean, that's not a bad thing.
Why would you? Who would you rather be?
If he ever tries to do anything else, it's like, oh, look, there's Iron Man in this goddamn church movie where he's gay trying to fuck a monk.
That's Tropic Thunder.
Yes, it is.
I'm a dude dressed as a dude playing another dude.
Booty sweat. Give me that booty sweat.
But you know, I don't think Robert Downey Jr. really minds because
I've heard so many.
For one thing, I think he's
done.
I think he's
Chris
Tony
Evans
Stark
wants out.
Yeah, I knew Chris Evans wanted out.
So I mean,
but I don't think Iron Man's
going
to be out
there.
Because if Tony Stark wanted to be out, he wouldn't be in Spider Man if he didn't want to be. He wouldn't be in Civil War if
right.
he didn't want to. Because he's Robert Downey Jr. He can say no.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to. He just makes so much money. I don't think he cares. He has so much money from playing Tony Stark that
he
literally is Tony Stark now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chris Evans, I'm sure, is getting paid a lot of money, too.
Not as
but
much.
But I think Chris Evans, Captain America, I don't know, how, maybe this doesn't make sense. Captain America, to me, feels more like a character that Chris Evans is playing.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Downey Jr. is Iron Man.
Yeah.
Like, I see Robert Downey Jr. in other movies, and I'm like, that's Tony Stark acting.
Mm-hmm.
And I see Captain America, and I'm like, that's Chris Evans acting.
Right.
Like, And I think that's the big difference. Chris Evans could probably leave and go do other things and maybe win an Oscar at some point in his life. Robert Downey Jr. is now Iron Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Benedict Cumberbatch and people like all the people who are coming in now, like Mark Ruffalo and them, they're just happy being in there.
But he wasn't.
Tony, well, no, he was a coke addict that no one acknowledged anymore.
Right, but then he was Iron Man. Then he started to get more shit. He got he did Iron Man, then maybe Iron Man 2. But
he hasn't made that many great movies.
He did a couple other ones.
He did one with the judge.
That one. Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes 1 and 2.
Due Date's another one. Yeah. He did a serious Charlie Bartlett. I think he was in that shit. That was a serious role for him. I think he tried to commit suicide.
The Soloist.
Yes.
The Soloist.
He got many more roles.
He's a great actor.
And then ever since he did Avengers, I feel like.
That's because that's what he's best at.
Yeah. He's just.
He's made just for that
Iron
role.
Man. Just been Iron Man.
He's made for that role.
Has he done any other movies in between Iron Man 3?
Oh, I'm sure
and
he does
now.
A ton of movies.
Really?
I'm sure, dude.
Where? I don't see him.
Well, I think he's also married to a writer and he owns a production company. So he may be behind the scenes a lot as well. Okay, let's see here. Chef. He was in Chef, The Judge. Yeah, okay, so here we go. Let's start at Iron Man. So he was in Tropic Thunder right after Iron Man. Charlie Bartlett was before Iron Man. Zodiac. Oh, man, he was creepy in Zodiac. You remember that? Mm-mm. That's the David Fincher movie. You ever seen Zodiac?
I don't think so.
Dude, you got to watch Zodiac.
I might have watched it once, but I can't remember it.
It's creepy. So he was in Iron Man, then The Incredible Hulk, then Tropic Thunder, The Soloist, Sherlock Holmes. So his career was revitalized right after Iron Man.
Yep.
As soon as Iron Man came out,
and
that
so
was
he wasn't typecast. It's not like I'm watching Iron Man and Sherlock Holmes right now.
Right, and so Iron Man 2, he was in Love and Distrust, don't know that movie, Due Date, then Sherlock Holmes 2, then Avengers, Iron Man 3, The Chef, The Judge, and then Avengers, Captain America, Spider-Man, Avengers, Infinity War, and Final Avengers. So he hasn't done anything since Age of Ultron.
Yep.
But he was doing two movies in between. It might be because he decided, you can't film Age of Ultron, Civil War, Homecoming, Infinity War. Yeah. Those are all the same movie, basically, right in a row.
I feel like, I don't know if Chris Evans has done anything either. But.
Well, that's an Avengers movie every year.
Yeah.
So how could he be in other movies?
He did it before.
Yeah, no, I don't think so, because Iron Man 2 and Avengers is 2 years.
He didn't do anything in 2014 for Marvel. Nothing.
Yeah, but he did two movies.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So he had a year off from Marvel.
Well, he was filming
in those
Avengers.
Other years. Yeah. But now when he's filming Avengers, he's also in Spider-Man.
Yeah. I think that's a pretty big
reason. I would say to you, a person who doesn't want to play Iron Man wouldn't do that, because he could easily say, no, I'm not going to be in Spider-Man.
Right. I'm going to go do this other movie.
Right.
So maybe.
He could have done that.
I think right around the Avengers point, though, or Iron Man 3.
I heard that he wanted out. I personally think he did that as a negotiating tactic, so he could be a producer and get money on every single movie he's in.
Because he definitely got paid the most on the Avengers. I know that much.
He made like 60-some million dollars
on
the
Avengers. And then Chris Evans made 1.7.
Yeah.
Or 5.
Yeah. Well,
one of the two.
Robert Downey Jr. is the reason that universe worked.
That's true.
You can't deny that.
I mean, that would be the first check. I'm sure for Civil War or Winter Soldier.
But still, he started it. Now they're on their own.
Right.
Like Civil War, I'm sure, And now the Avengers movies, they all get them. But like they're on their own. Like Benedict Cumberbatch and Chadwick Boseman and all these new people, they can definitely just carry it from now on. We don't need Iron Man. They've set it up. But still, he's the reason that people went and saw the Avengers in the first place.
I don't know, man. I'm excited to see who dies. Death.
Oh, I think...
It's great.
I don't think Iron Man's going to die. I think we saw the death in Avengers Ultron. Because he has that vision.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be it.
That's not going to happen.
I think that's going to happen.
Everyone dead.
Listen to me. Prediction time.
Okay.
All right? Everyone dies.
From phase one.
Everyone dies. Hawkeye's dead. Scarlett Johansson's dead. Captain America dead. All of them dead. Okay, and then Doctor Strange fixes
it. Hulk was dead in that vision.
Well, Bruce Banner was dead.
The Hulk.
No, you're right. The Hulk
has
was laying there.
Spears
dead.
In his body.
Yeah,
dead.
He's dead. Well, Thanos could do that.
Yeah.
And then Doctor Strange, I think, is going to rewind time and fix all that. So I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
He's because the people who are most powerful in the entire cinematic universe is Doctor Strange.
Well, we got to look at that trailer again and see what kind of stones he's rocking.
They still haven't released it officially.
I know. Stupid.
It's crazy.
It already leaked. Just do it,
man.
I want to know what stones he's got, because maybe he took that time stone, man.
Well, Doctor Strange is easily the most powerful out of all of them.
Yes.
Easily.
Well, Vision, I don't know.
No, even Doctor Strange more powerful than Vision, because he can control reality.
Well, what can... What's the... Is it the Soul Gem?
He has the Mind Stone. Vision does.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And he has the Time Stone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the Reality Stone or something like that. Basically, he can distort reality at will with that stone. But without it, he still can do that. He's still a magician.
He's a
sorcerer. He can channel things from other realms that don't exist in this one and make reality different.
He's a pretty powerful character, man.
Yeah, he's like
Captain Marvel going to do? I don't even know.
I think she's super powerful too, but
she's
her movie
Superman, right?
She's like Superman with Jean Grey. She's like also very powerful.
I got you.
But her movie's in the past. Her standalone movie's in the 90s.
Really?
Her movie, everyone says, is going to set up the next phase because it's about the. What is their name? It's the Secret War. There's a bunch of dudes. Basically, they're doppelgangers.
Mm-hmm.
They take the identity of other people. So people say that they're already in the Avengers, and Captain Marvel's going to show up in the second Avengers movie and out. Some of the people, like the people say, like Black Widow is one of the Skrulls, that's their name, is going to out Black Widow as one of the Skrulls. And they actually have been actively inside the Avengers working against the Avengers, and that's what Captain Marvel is going to do. And it's going to start Secret War. It's going to be about Captain Marvel and Nick Fury going back and like redoing everything.
Well, yeah, well, that would be kind of crazy.
Wouldn't that
then?
Be crazy?
What if they already like. So you're saying that. The Skrulls already exist in the movies we've seen. We just don't know about it yet.
Yes.
Well, that would kind of explain some plot holes then sometimes, like how Black Widow just decided to go to the exact hangar with the plane in Civil War and stop Cap and then switch on the end and let Cap go.
That's what we're saying. That's why people were pointing that stuff out, because they're like, here are characters that acted differently than they probably should have, and it furthered bad things or it furthered an agenda. That was different than probably
that's
the outcome.
Different-ish, kind of. Right?
When you think about it, the Avengers have been neutered hard.
Yeah.
And it's because of stuff that they've done.
Yeah.
And people are saying that they're going to go.
Where are we at?
What do you mean?
In the timeline. Civil War was the last one, right? So, like, Cap and them are still in.
Because,
Spider-Man's Wakanda?
Technically the newest one. And in that movie, you haven't seen it yet, but in that movie they make references to like Captain America being a war criminal.
Okay, so
that's technically the newest one.
Now.
Yeah, and a subplot, it's not a big subplot because Iron Man's barely in that movie,
but
he's setting up they've sold Avengers Tower in that movie. They got rid of it.
Right.
And they've moved all upstate, and like he mentions that like Vision's up there and all these people are there and they're training and they have like a little compound and that's where they are. Like at the end of the movie they invite Spider-Man to join the Avengers and all that type of stuff. And so that's the newest one. And I think Black Panther is before Spider-Man. Like I think it happens right after Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thor Ragnarok is right before Infinity War.
And so Black Panther's coming out early in February, right?
So we're going to get the setup for Infinity War in November with Thor, and then we're going to have to just sit on that, and then we're going to go back in time and watch Black Panther happen, which will have nothing to do. It'll just be an origin story for Black Panther. It'll be like Doctor Strange. It might have a very, very small connection, but it won't be. It'll be mostly about Black Panther, and then an Infinity War will kick off right after Thor.
Well, I mean, the only thing that Black Panther has to do with anything, right, is the fucking
the Wakanda, vibranium stuff, which I'm sure will come into play fighting
with
Thanos.
Really?
Yeah, because it's an unbreakable material.
That's a good point.
I mean, I think in the comics, it's the only thing that could, like, break Wolverine.
Because
it's stronger than adamantium, which is another made-up material.
Which is the strongest metal in the X-Men universe.
Right, because vibranium is so strong, so rare. Because Wakanda is so isolated, it might as well not exist.
I gotcha.
It's unobtainium.
But you can't obtain fucking adamantium. It's just...
Right. It's expensive. Like, it's like government level. It's like getting uranium or whatever. Like, you just can't get it out of the ground anywhere you are. You have to have special tools.
But,
like,
vibranium is like meteorite core or some shit.
Right. It's only in this one place, in this crazy... kingdom owns it. And I don't know, man. All I know is that Gollum has the inside track. Ultron accidentally rips his arm off.
Blown up to shit.
Well, no, maybe not, man.
Or broken out. It looked like that door just hit him in the face.
I think it's gonna be like the from the trailer for Black Panther, it looks like Bilbo Baggins is the CIA liaison who wants to get into Wakanda, and he's asking Gollum how to get in there. Yeah. So it's basically Bilbo asking how to get into Mordor again. And they're just going to try to lead him in there, and Black Panther's probably going to try to stop the CIA from getting in there because he's also got Bucky and he's trying to hide all this stuff.
Maybe. I'm going to say Michael B. Jordan tries that.
Michael B. Jordan, I think, is trying to usurp the throne.
Right.
He's like, that's like a coup. I think that's separate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Black Panther is going to be attacked from all sides. Inside.
I don't know.
Out.
I feel like Black Panther kind of would want to open the world up to Wakanda.
I think that's probably what's happening.
But
and the
Michael
other
B.
guy,
Jordan
he wants to keep it closed, yes.
Right. And so in that case, I would assume that Michael B. Jordan would be the one that's shutting up the guy who's telling the CIA where Wakanda is.
That could be.
That's my idea.
That could
that's
be
just
it.
My theory.
I don't know.
Just my theory.
It's going to be awesome. I'm really hyped about that movie. And Thor.
And yes.
Hey, man.
Last Jedi, bro! Ultimate power!
Last Jedi and then the Han Solo movie, dude.
Your knowledge is limited.
What, is that Elon Musk as the Emperor? Oh, man. All right, well, we've done officially like 2 hours of show. Do you want to keep going?
No, I'm done.
Are you done?
My brain hurts.
I feel like we could do another 3 hours
what
of show.
What do you want to fucking talk about,
man? We haven't talked about most of the topics.
We got to find a couch
How
today.
About, can I talk about the topics and then you tell me if you like them?
Sure.
And we can talk about them or not. I really don't care.
I will be the ultimate judge.
Okay, this is really gross. So I'm going to show Colby first and then I'm going to show it on YouTube. This is a kid who got his feet just ripped apart by mysterious sea creatures.
Ew.
So he said he was covered in tiny sores bleeding out. So it was a freak accident. I didn't feel anything untoward when I was in the water. It was cold, so I expected my legs to go numb. I would have been there maybe 30 minutes, didn't notice anything until I looked down and put my thongs on. He means slippers.
Is he an Australian?
No, I think he's from Britain. He actually waited out front and called for help because he didn't want to bleed inside the house. Tried washing out the blood quickly, but realized we didn't see any bleeding, so we took him to Sunderham Hospital. Doctors left puzzled by the injuries, with pin-sized holes seeping blood out of his legs and feet. One nurse advised the bites could be from sea lice, but there was no more than a guess. Following day, Sam's father, Jared, drove the team to the hospital for further testing. Doctors at Deng Narong Hospital were still struggling to contain the bleeding. They were all on Google afterwards, hypothesizing what could have happened. Pretty much had did different hypotheses, but nothing else. My dad is going to tie a piece of meat to a stick and see if anything goes to eat it. Oh, it is Australia. On Sunday, the bleeding finally had stopped, and he had high hopes for a quick and full recovery. I'll definitely go out swimming there again. Plenty of people go for a swim there, so it's probably just a one-off thing. So, yeah, this dude got his feet eaten by a bunch of weird
fish. Don't
show
that on YouTube. It's disgusting. It's just gross. Look it up if you want to look at it. It looks like he's just bleeding from holes in his legs.
China has built the world's largest telescope and has no one to run it because most astronomers are in the United States and don't like to work in China. So that sucks.
Well, how about you stop being all sensory and, you know, communistic?
Yeah, it could be.
Then maybe you can have some scientists who would want to, you know, help.
Scientists fear Trump will dismiss this blunt climate report that's brand new. It says basically the world's doomed and we're all going to die.
That's already been a thing.
And I have two stories about American Apparel that American Apparel just relaunched, and that basically they're also doing Made in America versus non-Made in America clothes. They're just going to see which one's better, I guess. Like, Made in America, $48.
Literally $10 less? That's it?
And they're calling it globally
made.
Are you
fucking shitting me? That American one costs $10 for them to make. That fucking global one costs them $230.
Yeah,
and they're charging 1,000% upcharge on that compared to $600. Fuck off. I'm not buying anything from them.
Dude, also, the global one has way more colors.
Yes. That's probably the reason why it's 38. It's like, oh, you can get a pink one.
So Gildan basically just relaunched American Apparel. It said they acquired American Apparel for $88 million in January of this year. It only bought American Apparel's intellectual property, the name, the brand, and the designs, leaving its operations, the stores and factory, to close. The move revealed Gildan's strategy, keep American Apparel alive, only dial down the Made in America part. CEO Glenn Chimani went on to confirm this tactic with investors earlier this year, revealing that the new American Apparel would still offer some products made on American soil, but that Gildan, which, by the way, you're supposed to pronounce Gildan, and I refuse to do that, which specializes in making cheap basics with its global supply chain, would essentially be taking American Apparel international. This week, Gildan revealed American Apparel's e-commerce site, and yep, it's the same photography, though a slightly less provocative edit, same logo, same clothes. The only difference is that other than the fact that the assortment has been edited down to American Apparel's greatest hits, is that most of the pieces are now what they're calling globally made, and therefore cheaper. So yeah, if you go, you can go to AmericanApparel.com, and it just says ethically made, sweatshop free, but it's literally American Apparel.
Yeah. So they're just trying to make a premium brand,
yes,
off of the shittiest labor that you could get.
Yes, that's exactly
the
what they do.
The shittiest, cheapest labor you can get. They're trying to make a more expensive, high-quality line of apparel.
Yeah.
Why not just get Gildan then? For less money.
Because they bought the brand.
Fuck it.
Because there's a bunch of idiots out there that'll say American Apparel's better quality because it's made in America. Because it's American Apparel.
They're going to get sued.
No.
Yeah.
No, there's no way their lawyers have vetted this so hard.
1,000% sued. Like, you can't claim American Apparel.
Well, they have.
They're not made in America.
They have a collection of 8 styles that are made in the USA and have a globally made twin.
Fuck.
Both are sweatshop free, identical in quality, but they're different in price. So, see, you can get a $48 unisex hoodie here, or you can get a $38 here. Here's a $48. I mean, it's
guess what? You can get that $38 hoodie, same goddamn quality, from Walmart for $11.
Oh, of course you can.
$11.
The Gildan brand.
Yeah.
You can get the Gildan version of this exact hoodie.
Oh, yeah.
For half the price.
And yet,
and
it's,
you know,
the same sweatshops that make
and they're
the
using,
same
yeah,
shirts.
They're using the same thing. Like,
that's
it's not
fashion.
Like Gildan uses American Apparels to make their globally made one, and then they use a different one to make
right.
the globally made Gildan ones. They're all the same
they're
factory.
All the same.
Yeah.
That's just bullshit.
I'm honestly surprised that what Gildan didn't do is, like, buy their designs and then say the new Gildan tee inspired by American Apparel's
right.
designs,
yeah.
and then it's the same
the
price.
Same cut,
but what
same
they did
feel,
is they just
same fabric.
They just relaunched American Apparel,
they
but now
that.
They're making it way cheaper, and they're saying that it's ethically sourced.
Yeah, they're making way more money off
yeah.
of it and branding it in a very, to me, unhonest way.
Yeah.
Dishonest.
Yeah, so I mean, there's the thing. Like, here's a 50-50 crew neck.
Fucking
it's $4 difference between the main and the USA.
$18 for a crew neck T-shirt.
Yeah.
From goddamn China.
Yep.
When you can get that for $2.50.
Yeah. Well, they're making it for pennies in China,
yes.
so you know they're making a ton of money off. That's their point. That's
why
they're
is,
doing it.
Yeah. That's why. That's why I'm never gonna buy any
yeah,
fucking
why
thing
would
from
you?
American Apparel, unless it's the made in America one.
Yeah, but even
that's
then, that's
the
expensive.
Only,
$22
but
for a crew
I mean,
neck.
Everybody's doing that.
Right.
But just,
there's so much competition.
You could have just kept doing that. That's the point of American Apparel. If you were going for a goddamn globally sourced T-shirt, just put it under the Gildan brand.
Look at that. They literally have a picture of a Chinese man making it right
You're
here.
You're just insane. You're just insane.
I mean, Gildan, what they do is they make blanks.
Yeah.
That's what they do for screen printers and that. And American Apparel was like the premium of that exact thing.
Right.
And so my thought was they bought American Apparel so they could own that market.
Right. The American higher end, you can charge
right.
$48 for a fucking crew neck T-shirt
because
right. it's organic cotton made in the USA.
Right.
All this goddamn crap.
And now it's literally the same Gildan shirt
just
with a
Gildan
different tag
shirt
on the inside.
With
yeah.
a $30 price tag.
Yes. Yeah, when Gildan is really like $6, you buy it wholesale. This will be $15,
yep.
easily. It's double the price for the exact same thing.
Never going to buy anything from them.
It doesn't make sense to me, but...
They'll probably be on SNS, though.
Oh, I'm sure, because that's... I mean, it's Gildan.
Yeah.
There's no different. I mean, they're selling pet stuff still, and... I mean, I'm surprised it's still as sexy
yeah.
as it was before.
I mean, that's the whole fucking get.
Yeah, but that's why people hated on American Apparel, was because of the whole sexist vibe. Like, that's ultimately what did them in, is that their CEO, Dov Charney, was like some sexual deviant, and he couldn't keep his hands off the models, and so they ousted him out of his own company.
Right.
And then they went down the toilet, and Gildan bought him. And now they relaunched with, like, basically the exact same attitude, but they're made in China.
I'm assuming their CEO isn't fondling models, though, anymore.
No, but their CEO just said he's going to start another company that's going to do exactly what American Apparel did, but he's going to call it something different.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's just, why?
Yeah, wait, I sent you that email, right? That's a different brand, same exact photography. Like, I'm curious as to how Gildan's not suing him. It's the same fucking branding.
Right.
Font,
I don't know how that works.
Style, everything.
Don't know how that works, man.
Oh, God, shoot me.
Was that up?
I think.
Let's see. Dov Charney's new clothing line is a less flattering American Apparel. Where's the link? Give me the link. Give me the link.
It may not be a link. What's it called?
I don't know. I'm trying to read here. How does it not say?
I don't know. How does it not say? What is, I go back, just look at one of the pictures. Does it have a fucking logo on it? Not
Los Angeles Apparel?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, so it doesn't have a website. It's wholesale.
Wow.
So instead of American Apparel, it's Los Angeles Apparel. America, dude.
Literally the same font. He just stretched it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand.
Same almost models, man.
Yeah, it's like the
same
thing.
Styles.
Well, he made it originally. Why can't he just make it again?
Because he sold it.
Don't know.
Right?
You can't, I mean, the person who makes, it's like Mark Zuckerberg said in that Social Network movie, first person to make a chair can't sue everybody who makes a chair. There's still t-shirts.
You would have thought that they would have put something in the contract.
A non-compete or something?
Yes.
Maybe because he wasn't at the company at the time.
I guess.
He got around it.
That's crazy.
I don't know how that works, dude.
That's crazy.
All I know is that Gildan sees this and laughs all the way to the bank. They don't care.
Yeah. Yep.
They don't care at all.
No, they don't.
Sad, dude. All right, so we talked about that. Yeah, I think that's basically...
Is that basically it?
That's basically it, man.
We're all going to die, guys. North Korea, climate change, one of the two.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to close this.
White supremacists.
Nothing else good, dude. Let's play Headspin.
Shabam!
So we can get done with this stupid show,
man. Oh, yeah!
So, guys, this has been a very long Seth and Colby episode.
It has been.
We didn't talk at all about North Korea, man.
That's good. I think people are done with it. Well, you can hear it other places.
Yeah,
you know?
We didn't talk at all about the Nazis, man.
I just mentioned both at the end of the show.
That's true. And we mentioned at the very beginning of the show. We bookended our show with North Korea and Nazis.
Yeah.
It's good.
Stay positive, guys.
But we talked all about Marvel. We talk about the same things every week, man. Wichita, Jedis, Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Why do people listen to this show?
Because we're funny.
I guess. Because we talk about it in different ways every week.
We have good points.
Yeah, we are smart.
We have good points.
We're very smart.
Yes.
So, guys, thanks a lot for listening. We'll be back next Sunday at 2 o'clock Central Time, twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. That's where you can watch us live. Follow us on Twitch. You can go to youtube.com/Seth and Colby to check out clips from the show, which I have no idea how I'm going to get clips out of this episode this week. Also, subscribe to us there, and you can watch full video episodes as well. If you're an audio guy, go to iTunes, go to Google Play, go to Stitcher. You can subscribe to the podcast. The audio version is there for you every week. Brand new. It's lovely. And the best place to get all these links I just mentioned, duo.com. Nope.
This one.
SethandColby.com. SethandColby.com. That's where you go to get all the links to everything
watch
I just mentioned.
Right
there's also
here.
There's also t-shirts there.
At this time?
Yes.
And then watch the... Oh, it went away!
Sorry, man. It rotates every 20 seconds.
Cool, man.
Sorry, man. But did you just now notice that?
The rotating part? Yeah, because I don't stare at it. And this is the first time that you had it up.
That's true. This is the first week with those new things. You know, the top's also new.
I saw that.
Everything is new.
Everything looks good.
Yeah. I finally had the time to do it. So there
Very
you go.
Very nice.
All right, guys. So I will see you, and Colby will see you too, I assume.
I won't.
Unless you're going to close your eyes the
I'm
whole next
dead.
Episode.
And yes, I'm blind as well, yeah. So I can't even see.
So we'll be back next week, guys.
Adios.